Well, they're definitely a big fan, aren't they? That's something. But yeah, but as you say, this is the thing. It's happening just after the case. Josh Edwards, we'll have to leave it there. Artist and manager on those Robbie Williams tickets. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'm done for another day. Joined by Mr. John Holmes.
Hi there.
Live in the studio. Have you ever seen John? I've seen Robbie Williams live? Very good.
I have seen Robbie Williams live, but not. I didn't go to a gig. He was like playing something. I was out or something. I can't remember.
Oh, you're
some party on the yacht.
That was so achingly cool.
Yeah.
That was almost tragic. That was,
that was
cool.
Really bad, wasn't
it? Went out the other side.
I was just listening to that ticket thing. That's quite interesting, because the first gig I went to, right, was Iron Maiden.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Birmingham Odeon.
Get it.
Still got the ticket. Fiver. Iron Maiden.
But that would have been a huge sum of money back in the medieval times when you were born.
This is 1920s we're talking about.
This is the thing, because you do want tickets to still be available to, you know, to the teenagers and to, you know, to people on low incomes and not just for sort of fat cats. But how do you stop it? It sounds like Adele's worked it out. But again, I'd rather pay more than queue for 3 hours to get into a concert. But there we are.
The next 3 hours of radio are free. So that's good, isn't it? There's no tickets for this online. Yeah. This is free, Juliet.
Yeah,
people
wouldn't pay for it.
No, they wouldn't.
What's coming
can't
up?
Even
you've
give
got
it
about,
away.
About 4 seconds to tell me.
Trump's intelligence.
Well, that's going to be a very short show. John Holmes up from 1 o'clock. I'm back from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Paul Ross in with you, all your breakfast show needs from 6 till 10 every weekday. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the snow stroke, sludge stroke, rain. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
Who's the hot super bloke that's a switch machine to all the folk? Switch. You're so right. Hey there, guys. Want to switch your current account? Let me tell you about Switch. The Switch guarantee means all your payments move automatically.
Switch. Switching current accounts has never been easier. Over 3 million people have moved banks with the Current Account Switch service. Visit currentaccountswitch.co.uk.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, or just after. Thanks, Julia. I'm John Holmes. Welcome. Welcome indeed. It's Thursday afternoon. Victoria Bourne has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, A&E targets miss, Trump memo man in hiding and snow disruption.
Talk Radio.
NHS England says it's seen a 42% annual increase in delays in discharging patients because of pressures in social care. Figures for November also show a rise in the proportion of people not being seen at the A&E within the four-hour target. Dr. Mike Smith from the Patients Association has told Talk Radio the crisis in social care is adding real pressures.
Because especially the elderly can't phone a healthcare professional, in order to talk to one, that's to say a registered nurse or a doctor, they go to the A&E, which is unwittingly, it's not their fault, they're bogging it down for people who need all that expensive equipment and 24/7 specialist cover.
Labour is calling on the Foreign Secretary to explain to MPs the credibility of allegations made against Donald Trump in a controversial dossier. MP Mary Craig says it's clear the UK government has a great deal of knowledge about the issues. It's claimed a former British spy who put together an unverified report claiming Russia has embarrassing information about the US president-elect has gone into hiding. Jan Halper-Hayes, who is part of Trump's transitional team, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
People are trying to delegitimize the fact that he won, delegitimize the fact that there are a lot of people who want him to make the changes in our government. And they don't fuss over how he behaves, whether he was presidential enough.
In the last few minutes, the RMT union has said industrial action by London Underground workers will be escalated from February the 6th unless a dispute over jobs and ticket office closures is resolved. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Weather warnings are in place in many parts of the country with snow and strong winds expected. 80 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow Airport as a result. Prosecutors in Belgium have charged two more men over the terror attacks in Paris, which took place in November 2015. They've been detained on suspicion on giving fake documents, which are used by those preparing the atrocities which killed 130 people. And there's good news from retailers from the crucial Christmas period. M&S, John Lewis, Debenhams and Tesco have all reported increased sales compared to 2015.
Is the weather now?
Yeah.
But you just did some weather? In the news?
Yeah.
Where's the...
That wasn't the forecast, that was the impact of the weather, which is making it into news.
Okay, fine. Do you want to do the forecast now?
Yeah.
All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There's snow disruption like snow disruption like snow disruption, I know.
There's no disruption.
Snow.
Come on then, give it to us.
That was it. I can do it again. Rain across the south of Britain turning to snow, most likely over East Anglia, London and the southeast. Blustery snow showers will continue elsewhere. Highs of between 2 and 8 degrees, depending on where you are, but it's going to feel colder with gale force winds. The end.
There you go. There's Victoria with the impact of the weather and the forecast of the weather.
Yep.
Everyone happy?
Nope.
Why?
Doesn't matter.
Mm. There hangs a tail. Right, okay. And put it away, Cornelius.
Sorry.
Let's go to Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham winger Dimitri Payet is refusing to play for the club, according to manager Slaven Bilic. The France wingers asked for a transfer, but the Hammers are having none of it. Bilic says the situation may escalate to a standoff.
Until he changes his attitude, he's out of the team. He ain't going to train with us because we ain't going to sell him. It's not the money issue. And I expect from him to come back and to show commitment and determination to the team like the team has shown to him.
Some other transfer news in brief. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has no intention of selling Christian Benteke. Tom Cleverley's having a medical at Watford today ahead of his loan move until the end of the season from Everton. And Rangers have reportedly signed Arsenal midfielder John Torrell until the end of the season. Finally, England's cricketers have been thrashed in their final warm-up match with India A. They set the hosts 203 to win in Mumbai, which was knocked off with 62 balls and 6 wickets to spare.
Balls.
It's the full India side up next for Owen Morgan's side with the first of a 3-game ODI
series taking place
on Sunday.
Get on with it.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank goodness. Right, thank you very much indeed, Ben. He'll be back with more pre-recorded sport on the hour, every hour. Now, though, a programme and stuff.
Talk Radio.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 12 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello, not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one monthly price of £20. Now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 17th of January. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas only. Traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Obviously, on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio, I am what that bit of production just said. I wouldn't say those words. To warn of the coming of the Trumpy Christ.
I was there.
Chris Ramsey was there.
Honestly, I despair.
How awkward is it for them now?
John Holmes.
Paid some prostitutes to urinate on him like a casserole.
John Shane.
Your parents own a town. And you happen to be hanging out in a book depository. It's 23 minutes past, past three. So we can smell them hiding. It's a roundup of pop-up crap.
Run for your bun.
A bulldog clip on the end of my penis.
One wouldn't necessarily think that would be effective. Cornelius. Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
He was urinated on by a dead pig.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that
Hey, good afternoon then. Good afternoon to you. Hello then on the day. I know we're all enjoying news outlets everywhere attempting to describe what Donald Trump may or may not have done in a Moscow hotel bedroom. It's no one, everyone's sort of skirting around the issue, aren't they, in any detail. The BBC are going with compromising material. That's a... Some papers have chosen unhygienic sex acts, I noticed. What are we doing, Victoria? How are we going with it? What's the official...
Embarrassing material.
Embarrassing material. Oh, fine, yeah. Difficult to clean material after that as well.
Or compromising
material. You're going down the BBC route. That's fine, yeah.
Or was filmed in a Moscow hotel room and not saying what he was filmed doing.
Okay, would you like to say it now?
No.
Okay. Like I say, it's sort of fun watching everybody skirt around something embarrassing that a world leader has done. It's a little bit the same, isn't it? If you remember back when David Cameron, let's say, F-worded the country by holding a referendum. You remember? Very embarrassing. Everyone had to skirt around it, didn't they? And couldn't... No one actually wanted to say what he'd done. Everyone had to go, oh, he's placed the country in a compromise. Awkward. Hard to say without the actual words, isn't it? Anyway, with Donald Trump's ludicrous press conference yesterday evening teaching us something we didn't know. And that, I didn't know this about Donald Trump. He's a germaphobe. That's what he said, isn't it? He said he wouldn't have indulged in the compromising material because he's a germaphobe. What I did know, right, because I remember it at the time, Saddam Hussein was also a germaphobe, a confessed germaphobe. Did you know that? Saddam Hussein, it used to be like that as well. That's true. Back when he... You remember when Saddam Hussein was still fashionable? Remember that? It was reported that this was genuine. He'd made people, often prisoners, strip and wash themselves with antibacterial soap. Saddam Hussein. So I say, OK, let us give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to call it. I say yes. I believe him. I believe he, Donald Trump, is a germaphobe. So I reckon he made the Russian prostitutes strip, wee on the bed, and then wash themselves with antibacterial soap. Because you can't be too careful when it comes to germs, can you? You can't. So. The other reason I believe him, of course, is that why would you pay prostitutes to wee on the bed after President Obama slept in it, as the dossier alleges? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Surely the time to pay prostitutes to wee on the bed is before President Obama has slept in it. That makes... Or while President Obama is sleeping in it. That makes much more sense. Not afterwards. What's the point of that? So I'm calling that as well, and I'm saying that's what he did, okay? I think he paid them to wee on a slumbering Obama, and I think those details are yet to emerge. And I'm honest, I don't see what all the fuss is about anyway. I don't know why everyone's so concerned about it. What is so unusual about sleeping on a bed that's been weed on by someone? Anyone who's ever stayed in a travel lodge? Risks that. Anyway, hello! It's Thursday, of course, Thursday, the Thursday of January. I am John Holmes. And on the day that Michael Jackson's daughter Paris has said on Twitter, Natch, that she's offended that a white actor is playing him in a new film. She's very angry about it. That's in all the news today. And I'm offended as well. Michael Jackson, you know, I think was only white in the latter part of his career, wasn't he? So having a white adult play him as a black child seems a bit ridiculous. Anyway, to balance it out, the part of me today on the radio will be played by a black actor. Obviously, you can't see that, of course, because it's the radio, but you'll just have to take my word for it. All right, let's crack on with the programme and open up today's Dirty Show dossier to see what's inside. Headline hijack's on the way. Victoria will have the news at 2 o'clock. She has a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Out of it will come the news, but there will be a made-up news story there as well. We'd like you to make it up for us. To shove it in the gap. Masquerading as truth. Donald Trumpty Dumpty at his press conference, seemingly building a wall to keep any semblance of rationality or decorum out, shouted about fake news and phony stuff, didn't he, in his press conference yesterday? As if that were a bad thing. No. No, it's not. We positively embrace it round here. Here's the number to send us your made-up news lies for broadcasting purposes. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. It's Headline Hijack, and it is only on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Lonely Lunch Club as well on the way. If you're lunching alone, then why not get in touch and tell us why? All you have to do is come on the radio, speak on the telephone, tell us why you're lunching alone, and we will make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You'll be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and become a member of the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. That's it. And you'll be on the receiving end of an exciting gift prize. Lonely Lunch Club at talkradio.co. What is it? Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. That's the email. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry today comes courtesy of the work experience, mouth of work experience. Is it, who is it?
Josh.
Is he new?
He's been on once before.
He's been on before. Josh, he's coming in. He's doing geeky, gadgety stuff. There's the news in haikus. Now, if you heard Tony Hall, the director of the BBC, speaking yesterday, he said that news should be analysed more in depth at the BBC. Tony, we have beat you to it. For every day we do that, we analyse the news in depth using the medium of Japanese poetry. We call it the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets as well to find out what the people think. There's the big debate at 3, a roundup of showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Reese, he's back. Diversity paper review. And as it's Thursday, this week's edition of no one's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster is back. Who's the best at knowing about Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross? Today, another broadcaster gets his or her knowledge and patience well and truly tested at around 3:45. Ginger Dave is not producing today, not producing. Students, be warned. I saw him yesterday reading the Donald Trump dossier and making notes. Ass Prod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window!
Here she comes. Listen to the creak of her angry arm. Listen. Hi, Cass.
Yep.
She's happy. She's feeling sad. She's got vomit and a spell book in her bag. Chloe's on the buttons this afternoon. Hi, Chloe. Chloe got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
She also told us yesterday she'd willingly wee on Barack Obama because he was hot.
A bit weird.
Yeah. Victoria's reigning news. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Tried some burpees in the studio yesterday.
Yeah.
He got up to 5.
Yeah.
5 burpees, because it's a new year exercise, isn't it? 5 burpees.
Now,
see if you can do
again.
More than 5. This is helping you with your exercise regime, you realise. So 5 burpees yesterday before you fell over. Let's see if we can do it again, shall we? Burpee, of course, the jumping up thing, the squat.
Is that actually a burpee?
Well, he's not doing it really right. You've got to right down to the plank position, but he's not really doing that.
4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can see his 5. Crack.
You can see his crack.
Mm. I don't want to see that, by
6.
The way. 6. It's inappropriate in the workplace.
You've got an inappropriate crack.
6.
Right then. Thank you, Connor.
I've got a headache.
Oh, good. I'm John Holmes, Talk Radio in the Afternoon. Let's start, if we should, and we will, with some music. And that because it links to today's big story. That's how I...
Yeah,
that's
I
what
know.
We do to sort of segue between the two things.
Why are you telling me this?
Production. We go between for today's...
Press it. Just press it.
Okay. We'll talk about today's big story, and it's to do with this. So good afternoon, if you're listening to Talk Radio. You made the right choice. I don't see anyone else playing The Darkness at 18 minutes past one. On a Talk Radio station. I suppose Talk Sport are doing it. I suppose LBC are bothering. But why would I be playing it? Hey, why would I be playing The Darkness? Love is only a feeling on the radio. It's a link to today's big story. Well, of course, it means you have to try and work out by process of elimination what today's big story is. Play along at home. Cornelius is playing along in here. Yes. So today's big story. Yeah, linked to by the medium of song. What could it be?
Darkness.
Yes, the darkness.
Is it because it's going to get darker because of the weather?
No.
The impending storms and stuff.
No.
The thunder snow.
It's not that. Not the thunder snow. No, it's not that. It's the darkness. The darkness.
What's the song?
Love is only a feeling.
The feeling. A feeling?
No, I'll tell you. It's that, the darkness, okay, love is only a feeling. It's got the word love in it.
Mm-hmm.
From Russia with Love. Is a James Bond film and book, okay? And and the story is that Russia might have had an intelligence briefing. That's the spying part from Russia with Love, because of spies. And also, the darkness. The Strokes have got a song called "Undercover of Darkness." The darkness, undercover of darkness, and spies work undercover, don't they? So. So that's why I've that's why I play.
Why didn't you just play The Strokes' "Undercover of Darkness"?
I didn't think of that.
I've actually got that as well. I could have just,
I didn't think of it.
Could have just played it on my lap.
Didn't really think of that. Played The Darkness. Anyway, links us to today's big story. We need a guest. Ask Broadcast is
through the glass,
through the
miserable window.
That's right. Oh. All right, you big bundle of joy. All right.
My patience runs thinner every day.
You know when,
just like your hair.
Passion.
You know when Bart Simpson says, "Don't have a cow."
Yeah.
Cass has got a dairy.
Could you get us a guest, please, Cass?
I'm going home.
So when Cass's replacement gets here, they will get us a guest and we will talk about today. It is, of course, spying intelligence dossiers a la Trump to find out just where exactly we are. This is unprecedented for a president. It's unprecedented where a president-elect has sort of called out and insulted his own intelligence agencies. How does it affect it? There's an MI6 operative or former MI6 operative in hiding because of it now. What's going on? Where are we? How does it affect global intelligence? We'll find out with a guest next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sunita's Secret Veg Meatballs.
When I was little, I didn't like carrots much. Mum would say, "Get them down you. They're good for you." Tough love, she called it. I've got a 10 and an 8-year-old now, and they don't much like carrots either. I still make them eat them, though. The difference is they don't know they're doing it. I make fresh meatballs with turkey mince. And in with the turkey, I grate some chestnut mushrooms and carrots. So they get it down them, without me ever having to tell them to get it down them.
Find Sunita's Secret Veg Meatballs recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M3 in Hampshire is struggling south near Eastleigh. Junctions 12 to 13 was completely blocked because of an accident. There's now a couple of lanes open past the scene of this. Two lanes are out on Bristol's northbound M5 because of a vehicle fire near junction 17 for Cribbs Causeway. North of Derby, the northbound A38 has been closed from the Little Eaton Island. That's after an accident involving a tractor. There's an accident on the northbound M6 near the Oral Interchange, which is causing delays. And earlier problems on West Yorkshire's eastbound M62 has left delays towards junction 26 for Chain Bar. I'm Joanna Adams.
Oh no, the dining furniture just fell down the stairs.
But what? How?
Not sure. Let's go and buy a new set right away.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse need. Sure to find something you'd prefer.
Oh look, the harvest sale of all sales. Perfect timing.
But hurry, must end Tuesday.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Sam Delaney, and on Live at Drive today, I'll be joined by top US political commentator Charlie Wolfe, by top Labour MP Barry Gardiner, and by top comedy writer Ollie Guilford. And I'll be your top host, Sam Delaney. 4 till 7, join me.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio, breaking news as well. Former England football manager Graham Taylor has died, aged 72. Victoria will have more of that in the news, of course. And over on TalkSport, I imagine they're covering that in depth, if that's your kind of thing. 25 past one now, and some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, I believe it's better to deal with someone or something that you are familiar with and know, even if they are not ideal, than take a risk with an unknown person or thing. That's coming from Beth, the devil you know.
Yep.
And this is from Michael, who said, John, that's very worrying about the saline solution in Cumbria being spiked. I was in a hospital there just last week, and I asked a doctor what I should take. He said saline solution, so I said line solution, and nothing happened.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's time to talk about today's big story. Donald Trump, then, that orange model of decorum, held his press conference yesterday evening where he shouted down journalists, accused and insulted his own intelligence agencies, and said that Russia probably did do some hacking, even though he'd called the intelligence services stupid for saying so in the first place. And then he told us he was a germaphobe, which is the correct term, I presume, then, for someone who pays prostitutes to wee on a bed. It is unprecedented. Well, most of this is, of course, for a president, let alone a president-elect, to alienate his military and security advisors quite this spectacularly, quite this early on, with one ex-MI6 officer in hiding over it in fear of his life, of course. The questions surrounding Trump's murky business dealings with Russia also outlined in this dossier. Beginnings of calls for a possible impeachment of Trump before he's even started. So it's fair to say we're all in for a bit of a fun time. He also said, Trump, this was yesterday in a tweet, that America's like Nazi Germany, which is also probably something to do with germophobia that he was on about. Anyway, of course it's not like Germany, is it? That's next week after he takes office and kicks all the Muslims out. On the line to discuss Trump's dismissal, I suppose is the right word, of his own intelligence services, or so it would seem. Professor Anthony Gleese, he's the director of the Centre for Security and Intelligence Studies at the University of Buckingham. He's on the phone. Hello, Professor Anthony.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. So where are we then now with it? I mean, this has never happened before. We've never had a president or president-elect sort of laying into his own advisers like this, have we?
Oh, it's completely unprecedented. It's completely unprecedented. And when you say where are we, that's an important way to put it, because we in the United Kingdom are also involved in this. Two dossiers, one from the Director of National Intelligence based on CIA, NSA and FBI, and then the other one, the BuzzFeed's, based on, apparently, claims made by a former MI6 officer. And, you know, that embarrasses us in the United Kingdom, particularly at a time when we're trying to get into a new special relationship with the United States. It might be the reason why our great blonde one, Boris Johnson, flew in that rather secretive way to see that other great blonde one in America. Didn't, in fact, get to see him. But
no, but you're right. In terms of the timing, it was interesting because this was after, of course.
Absolutely.
We as the public didn't, but certainly the media, as we know, newspapers knew about it and so on and so forth, but weren't reporting it because it was unverified. But certainly the circles that they move in all knew about it. It was something they had to talk about.
Absolutely. And Boris is, of course, the person who speaks for MI6, both formally and in Parliament, because MI6 can't speak for itself. So every which way, this is a total catastrophe for the special relationship at the moment, and a total catastrophe for the relationship between the president-elect, takes office on the 20th of January, the great blonde one, and his own intelligence community. And, of course, if he undermines credibility in the American intelligence community, he not only undermines credibility in our national security and the national security of the West, which relies on the American intelligence community, he is giving comfort and succor to those who are America's enemies. And we're talking here about people like the so-called Islamic State, not just the adversaries who we could assume safely are China and Russia.
Right. What's interesting as well is whenever a president has, let's say, pushed away the intelligence services, I mean, it's never ended well, has it? We think of Watergate, because didn't it turn out that Deep Throat, this is Watergate, not Water Sports Gate, let's be clear, Deep Throat, it turned out, was an assistant director of the FBI in the end.
Yes, absolutely. And it should be pointed out to your listeners that Deep Throat refers to somebody who worked for the American intelligence community who was leaking to the press, not somebody who was interested in certain kinds of sexual practice.
In a Moscow hotel room.
A Moscow hotel room.
Exactly.
But no, it never ends well. Now, I suspect that President-elect Donald J. Trump thought he was being very smart by slagging off the American intelligence community, because there are actually two dossiers in the public domain. The dossier that came allegedly from Christopher Steele, the former MI6 officer, published by BuzzFeed, and then a dossier released on the 6th of January by the head of national intelligence in America, which makes much more careful, cautious, but deeply, deeply disturbing claims about Russian interference in the presidential election to the benefit of Donald J. Trump, but also deeply embarrassing for the American people more generally. So he might have thought, by using the BuzzFeed's dossier, claiming the allegations about women urinating on beds in Russia was complete slander, to confuse people about the first report, which was very damning for him.
So we've sort of fallen into the trap, in a way, by concentrating on the amusing wee story, and less so on what could actually be properly damaging to a global intelligence community.
John, you're absolutely right, and that's the seriousness of this.
It's the first time anyone said that to me, but thank you for doing so. Professor Anthony Glees, Director of the Centre of Security and Intelligence Studies at the University of Buckingham, bringing us up to date on where we are with that story. And Victoria, if you want, you can use a clip of that later in your news.
Thanks.
OK. Right, OK, so if you've got a thought on that, of course, what do you think? Do you think that urinating on a bed is funnier than someone's shady business interests in Russia? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. It's the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the headlines now.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. Former England manager Graham Taylor has died. A spokesperson for his family has confirmed his death, aged 72. More people are having to wait more than 4 hours to be seen at A&E departments in England. 89% of patients were treated within that time in November. The target is 95%. Dr. Mike Goldsworthy is a health policy researcher and says much of it comes down to money.
We're seeing most of our trusts in debt. We're seeing demand rising, but actual investment in our NHS stagnating. And so that's why we do actually have crisis at a level that we haven't had before.
The government says an extra £10 billion a year is being spent to meet demand. Donald Trump says a US intelligence chief has denounced a dossier which claims Russia's gathered compromising information about him. He says James Clapper has described its contents as false and fictitious. Weather warnings are in place in many parts of the country with snow and strong winds expected. 80 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow Airport. There's a warning. Industrial action by London underground workers will be escalated from next month unless a row over jobs and ticket office closures is resolved. Members of the RMT union have also decided a ban on overtime will continue as part of what it describes as a new phase of action. It comes days after workers staged a 24-hour strike causing disruption to hundreds of thousands of passengers. And the story of best-selling author Sir Terry Pratchett's life is being brought to the small screen. He died aged 66 in 2015 after a public struggle with Alzheimer's. Comedian and actor Paul Kaye will voice the writer in Terry Pratchett, Back in Black. The weather: rain across the south of Britain will turn to snow, most likely over East Anglia, London and the South East. Blustery snow showers continuing elsewhere. Highs of between 2 and 8 degrees, but it's going to feel colder with gale force winds. I've said that. There's more in half an hour.
I know. That's what I thought you'd finished.
What time's it going to snow?
I can't put a time on it right now, according to this.
Could you put a time on it later? That's what people want to know.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
Arthur's tweeted. He says, it's not snowing where I am.
Where is he?
He doesn't say.
He might not even be in the UK.
Please keep us all updated. It's snowing where you are.
I don't think it's snowing where we are.
Do get in touch.
Yeah.
Is it snowing where you are? We'll paint a picture of Britain, the kind of picture of Britain that Victoria just can't paint.
Mm-hmm.
She can draw, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you like my drawings?
Very rude picture earlier while I was trying to speak, just in front of me. She just drew a rude picture and then held it up.
You told me you like that, though.
Paul has texted, no, it's not.
Is it snowing where you are? Don't tell us where you are, just tell us if it's snowing where you are or not. That's all we want to know. Is it snowing where you are? That's it. Yes or no. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the words yes or no.
Victoria is back with the news at 2 o'clock. It will contain, on that occasion, a made-up news lie, for that is Headline Hijack, and it's on the way next on Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time for some of your reactions that have been coming into the Talk Radio reaction line, which is an actual line. It's just a line. And what we do is it's like a fishing line. We're hanging out the window here, and then people walking past can just hook their reactions onto it. We pull them up into the building, into the window, and here's some of them that have come in now. Cornelius, what's on the reaction line?
Yes, we got this on the reaction line. John, that MI6 man who's gone into hiding, it sounds like he's just gone into work. That is what they do. Is that's what happened? No one knows. Thanks very much for your comment, though, to that person. John, I completely agree with your expert that you had on there, saying that the intelligence story is much more than the other story. But then I also noticed that the second letter in the word spies is P, which famously Trump loves all over his face.
Thanks very much indeed. Do keep those reactions Coming in on the usual number. A lot of updates coming in as well from people around the country. Thank you very much. Cheryl has tweeted Talk Radio, just put no snow here, just rain. Again, we don't know where she is. Harry has texted, no. Lucy's texted, it's raining where I am. Paul, no snow here. not snowing here. I have a feeling it's fake news. That's from Adverse Camber. Doesn't say where he is. And Self-Pithy on Twitter just said, it's not snowing where I am, I'm in my office. If you have an update on whether it's snowing or not where you are, do let us know this afternoon and we will keep you updated in these inclement times. 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's all right, I'm here.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You got a cough again?
Yep.
So then, the news at 2 o'clock. Yes, it's going to contain a made-up load of nonsense. Trump yesterday, from his podium, shouting fake news at CNN's reporter. Phony stuff, he's shouting. As though it's a bad thing. But no, we say it's a good thing. We say, make something up and hear it broadcast as fact in the news at 2 o'clock. We started the fake news phenomenon, frankly. No credit was given, but that's what we did. I'm doing it for a long time now, before it was fashionable. And here's some of the stuff you've been sending. Thank you. It's been announced. This is from Daniel. It's been announced that the far-right presidential hopeful Marine Le Pen is to read one of the CBeebies' bedtime stories on the television later this month. the controversial lady will be reading from The Tale of the Brown Owl Who Travelled Too Far. That's going to be nice. Look forward to that as well. CBeebies. what have you got there, Cornelius?
A headline hijack.
Could you read it out?
Yes.
Could you do it now?
Yes.
Off you go then.
Okay. Could the cost of Buckingham Palace's essential £370 million refurbishment be reduced? Ask Michael, who says, well, plans have been drawn up by the Centre of Architecture to knock down the palace entirely and rebuild it at a fraction of the cost as a bouncy castle. The structure will be able to live in comfortably, will save on expenditure, such as beds and sofas, presumably because it's so soft and bouncy everywhere. And also, repairs in the future will not cost as much as they can be done using gaffer tape.
It's a very good idea, actually, that.
Yeah.
I think the Queen...
Well done, Michael.
The Queen is of an age where she'd enjoy a bouncy castle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You'd have to leave your shoes off by the guards, wouldn't you?
Absolutely fine.
But, yeah, but they have guards with guns there to protect them, so it's
gonna,
ideal.
The Queen's shoes aren't going to be stolen,
no.
Are they? So thank you very much for that. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you, so earlier on, just apropos of nothing, so Julia Hartley Brewer was in here. Doing a programme or something.
Yeah.
And I came in to do what they term a radio handover, which is just where I come in here.
Pretend you like her.
Yeah. And as she was leaving, because her guest today was Paul Nuttall. Paul Nutter, off of UKIP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was in the studio with her earlier on.
Yeah.
And he left a load of notes that he'd handwritten all on the on paper on the desk, right?
Yeah.
And Julia said, as she was leaving the studio after the adverts were on, she said, look, Paul Nuttall's left a load of notes there. I'm always interested in what guests write down like that. So I went, oh great, I'll have those and I'll pick them up. And then she physically fought me for them.
Really?
She physically went, no way are you having those to read out on air. Absolutely not. Do not disrespect my guests, she said. It's Paul Nuttall. Right, and she literally fought me for them and snatched them off me.
Really?
Yeah, but not before I'd seen some of the things he'd written.
Yes. What did he write?
Well, he's got really bad handwriting. And I know I'm not one to talk, but he really has, right? So all I could see that Paul Nuttall had written, right? I got the words. There was a lot of doodling,
mm-hmm.
Right? Various symbols.
Was there an I heart Julia Hartley Brewer written down?
No. But these are what I wrote. All I could make out,
yeah,
right, were he'd written G7 manufacturing.
What's that?
Well, it's the manufacturing industry, the G7 group of companies. But obviously, that, I don't know what they're discussing. But he'd written G7 manufacturing.
Okay.
Right. And the only other words that I could read out were kick the brown people out. It's all I could see.
I have a Paul Nuttall anecdote as well.
Do you? A nutter joke, doke.
When he came in before Julia Shah, I was eating my lunch, early lunch in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he said, my vegetable curry smelt nice.
Wow.
He was also leaning on the bin. The guy, the producer, sat him next to the bin.
Yeah.
And he kept leaning on the bin.
Sort of a metaphor, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a metaphor for him and UKIP.
Send in your Paul Nuttall stories.
Yeah. We'll take your, whether or not it's snowing where you are, and indeed your Paul Nuttall anecdotes here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Updates of where or not it's snowing in the country from you coming next as well. As well as the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with our great range of low-priced trade essentials. Perfect for filling up your van. Like Tarmac Post-Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only.
TradePoint! Our each Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is still heavy south after early problems near junction 12 for Eastleigh. All the restrictions on Bristol's M5 have been lifted northbound near junction 17 for Cribbs Causeway after a vehicle fire. It's looking much better. There's queues on the M6 south near Wolverhampton. That's because the exit slip at junction 9 for Wensbury is closed after an accident. North of Derby, the northbound A38 are heading away from the city and from the Little Eaton Island remains closed following an accident. And there's a rolling block on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62. There's been an accident near junction 21 for Milne Row. I'm Joanna Adams.
Darling, it's time for a change, starting with the sofa.
But we don't need a new sofa.
We do now.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse needed to visit Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Sofas start from £2.59 and dining sets from £3.99, so you're sure to find something you'd prefer. The Harvey's Sale of All Sales. But hurry, must end Tuesday.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio, and of course if you want more updates on the sad death of the former England manager, Graham Taylor, we'll be bringing you the latest in the news at 2 o'clock. But if you'd like more in-depth analysis of that, Talk Sport, our sister station, Hawksby & Jacobs, on air right now, talking about it, if you want to pop over there, if that's your kind of thing. Now, a lot of... A lot of information coming into the studio here. Let me bring you up to date. You are free to text us to tell us whether or not it's snowing where you are. Bum Puddle has just texted us. It's a Twitter handle. I didn't make it up. Not sure, actually. Written yes or no. No name on this one either. It's not snowing here. I'm in a tent. Thank you for that information. Paul, an update on my last one of 2 or 3 minutes ago. Still no snow where I am. Don't know where he is. It's not said. And that's the point. It's not snowing here, says Staff's Catering on Twitter. I'm in my room in my house. David says it's not snowing where he is. Some Paul Nuttall anecdotes coming in as well now. Thank you very much. I once bumped into Paul Nuttall off of UKIP outside Waterstones in Carlisle, John. We had a chat about a number of things, such as the weather in Carlisle, what I'd bought from Waterstones, what I was planning on having for lunch, etc. And despite being a despicable person when it comes to politics, he was quite down to earth and didn't threaten to deport me even once. That's Harry's Paul Nuttall anecdote there. If you've got an anecdote about Paul Nuttall out of off of UKIP, then do let us know. The usual numbers, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So as I mentioned, breaking news, Graham Taylor, the former England manager, has sadly died. There is, of course, the news of Trump's intelligence dossiers. We spoke to an expert earlier, Professor, a security professor from the University of Buckingham, telling us that, in fact, it could simply be muddying the water between the dossier to do with the prostitutes weeing on a bed and then the actual dossier that contains more damning details, perhaps, of Trump's business interests and Russia's hacking into the US servers to help with the election. There's a lot of news around. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right, because we're here to help. Drilling down into the news in an analytical way, just to help you through it. So we do it every day, and we do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump denies dirty rumors, then goes wee, 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 wee all the way home.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so together now, we bang on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, the home of those what lunch alone, the lonely's what lunch. We're like a sort of drop-in centre for them, where we offer not soup, but a shoulder to cry soup onto, if so you wish. If you're lunching alone, come on the radio, tell us why. Tell us what you're having for lunch. Indulge in idle chit-chat of the kind you'd indulge in if you weren't lunching alone and were just hanging around with a colleague you don't really know that well at work, forced into banter. Idle chit-chat, a speciality. You're very welcome to join us. If you're lunching alone, allow us to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Here's the email address to get on the list, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Jake's done such a thing. Hi, Jake.
Hey up, you're right.
Hey up. Hey up, Jake.
Hey up.
Hey up. How are you, Jake? You all right?
I'm all right, yeah. Good. I'm okay. How are you?
A bit lonely, though. Well, I'm fine, thank you, Jake. I'm all right, you know.
Good, good.
Bearing up. January's always a little bit depressing, isn't it, Jake? Don't you find?
Oh, it really is, isn't it? It's always just so grey and murky outside. I'm looking out the window at the minute, and it's just all like, ugh. Colour palette. It's horrible.
Is it snowing where you are, Jake?
Well, a Greg's paper bag flew past my window, if that's anything. Nothing else by way of snow or anything like that.
Right, so the snow we keep hearing being reported, just it certainly isn't, hasn't it, Manchester yet? Is it? So we're trying to get a picture of the country, Jake, for various people texting us in, telling us whether it's snowing where they are, even though we don't really know where they are. But it's fine. We're building up an in-depth weather picture, which, of course, is what the radio and the media is supposed to do. What do you do in Manchester, Jake, when you're not being, you know, staring out of window at the grey?
Oh, I'm walking through the grey. I work for a hospitality agency, so I do everything. I can be a bartender, I can be
a thief
behind a coffee station, I can be serving you a sandwich somewhere. I just sort of do everything,
so,
really.
Or you got all the hospitality corners well and truly covered there, haven't you, Jake, in many ways?
Say that again, sorry.
You've got all the hospitality corners well and truly covered there, haven't you, really? You've got everything. You've got everything going on there.
Definitely. I'm a Jake of all trades, definitely.
Yeah, very good. Well, not all trades, just hospitality, really. But anyway...
Yeah. Give me a cocktail bar, I couldn't do that. But yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been working in the hospitality industry, Jake?
For about 4 years now.
Okay. Do you like it? Is it fulfilling?
It is. It wasn't at first, but I really started to get into it. And good. I think the best thing is the customer service. I really like talking to people, hearing about them, a bit of, you know, banter around the bar, stuff like that.
That's nice.
Because you don't get that most of the time with other jobs, do you? You don't get banter in retail or...
Not really.
Or in a school or something, not banter really. With kids. That doesn't tend to happen, does it?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And that's what it's, you know, there's many ways. That's what this feature is for, Jake, for those that are lunching alone and could do with a little bit, as you rightly say, banter. And we're here to provide that service to you. And I like, in many ways, because you provide that service to others, I'm liking to give that service back to you now. I feel warm and I feel touched by that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So why are you lunching alone, Jake, then? What's the reason? Why are you alone?
Well, there's a couple of retail points on shift today in this venue I'm working at, and mine just so happened to be the quietest of them all, so I got sent on break before everyone else. I'm just sort of here, fuddling through TV. There's not much going on, really.
No, well, like I said, it's January, nothing much happens. It's a bit sort of depressing, isn't it? But it is. But we always like to help people through, and especially at this time of year, Jack, if I'm honest, if people are lunching alone, we are here for you. We can indulge in, you know, it's up to you, any idle banter that you like. You know, we can just do now, and we can talk about any subject you want, and we'll attempt to engage in that in order to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. I mean, any particular subject spring to mind, Jake? What's your strong points?
Well, yeah, it happened about 5 minutes ago, and I'd really like to talk to you about it and see what you think about this.
Go on,
so, you know, when you completely underestimate how hot the soup is, I've got a cup of soup with me. It's one of those Ainsley Harriet ones. It's gorgeous. Yeah. And I thought it was drinking temperature because I'd left it for about 10 minutes. And I took the biggest sip going, and it was the hottest thing I think I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And I just did not know how to react. Are you meant to sort of flap about? Are you meant to make a noise? Are you meant to quickly spit it out and reach for some cold water or something? How do you do it? What do you do to show? Or do you just sort of pretend it's not actually affected you and that you're not actually... burning on the inside in your mouth? I don't know what to do with it.
It's a very good question, and you certainly won't be alone in suffering it. I think we've all been there. I don't know what the correct reaction is, but certainly I think spitting it out is well. The problem is if you swallow it down, you risk the burning the insides of you. Don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
If you spit it out, you kind of risk you're going to burn lips. And it's just impolite.
It's going to be a mess on the table as well. It's not like I've got another cup here or anything like that.
It's almost like you've got to hold it in your mouth and sort of suck cold air in to cool it down rapidly, isn't it? You've got to, you know, you
Ooh,
sort of
I've not tried that actually.
There you go.
I just throw in more liquid, more cold water or cold. Well, I've got water, but other stuff like that was a bit chilly.
I think that would work. You know, in terms of physics, that would work. But if you've not got that to hand, I think it's a rapid intake of breath. I think it's a sort of sort of noise.
Oh, yes. But then people look at you and think you're having some kind of like medical attack or
something. Yeah, doing an impression of Rolf Harris. It's a difficult. You've got to kind of. I think you've got to cool it down with air or other liquid. You're right. I think that. But also, you've now got the problem, of course, that you've probably just blistered the top of your mouth or something. That's going to hurt for a bit, isn't it? It's a little bit awkward.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and it completely ruins the taste buds for the rest of the meal. So I've got a brownie to come after this, and I just don't think I'd enjoy it because my mouth is now basically completely ash. It's just gone.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'd wait till it's better before you taste a brownie. You can. Bless you. You can now, by the way, choose from an exciting range of gift prizes for here in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We reward you of your time with us. Okay, souvenirs is the name of the game. Jake, have a listen to this appalling, cheesy music. And the next thing you'll hear is a list of exciting, and I use that word erroneously, gift prizes. Gift prizes. You can choose one, Jake, and we will send it to you in Manchester.
Ooh, okay.
I know. I mean, you like a cup of soup. How'd you like one of these?
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, as held earlier by Paul the Nutter Nuttle. But we will clean it first before we send it to you.
We'll wipe it down.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Japanese poetry scrawled on a free newspaper it's never been done before.
Fruit.
A Talk Sport mug.
A mug full of people who love talking sport.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
This is the very worst prize available today, suitable for throwing at someone you don't like.
It's a book I wrote that's been very well received critically, thank you very much. It came out in September.
It says here on
Amazon.
Worst prize available today.
Yeah, but you wrote that a minute ago with a pen.
I can only read what's written.
Never mind.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing how to keep children away from playing in sand pits that are normally used for long jumps.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Colin Murray left TalkSport last year, but he forgot to take his calendars with them, so we've rescued them from a skip and have them to give away, despite it no longer being 2016.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, what could be more modern than straining your vegetables with this colander scribbled on with Sharpie pen.
Yes, that we got because of a typo in an email when we wanted a calendar. Jake in Manchester, burned of soup. Which of those prizes would you like? The choice is literally yours, Jake.
I don't know. What's that idiot book about? What was that book one again?
The idiot book. It's sort of a memoir about growing up in the 1980s, written by me. It's a poignant and charming masterclass of comedy writing, press association. Like Callie Moran Meets the Inbetweeners, Miranda Hart, available on Amazon right now. But you can have a free one if you want it.
I'd love one, yeah. Yes. I've just finished a book.
Well, congratulations. Have a new one. Jake, it's on the way. Also, by the way, as a bonus for you, I can sign it with the name of any author you like.
Ooh, who's dead? Enid Blyton.
Done. It's on the way. Jake, thank you very much. He's now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to be on the receiving end of a gift prize, then email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right. Headline Hijack is on the way very shortly. Indeed, in Victoria's news, of course. A made-up news story in the news to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Donald Trump doesn't like the idea of fake news or phony stuff, as he put it yesterday. But we do. We positively embrace it. Today, Cornelius, who has won? Who is today's headline hijacker?
It's Philip.
Where does Philip live?
Holyrood.
Is it snowing there?
I don't know. He hasn't said.
Okay. Right. If you would like to join in Headline Hijack, well, of course, we'll be doing it all again tomorrow at the same time. But Philip in... where is he? Holyrood.
Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah. It has his made-up news story in the news, which is next. In the next half an hour, work experience punditry. Josh will be in to talk us through geeky, gadgety stuff. Don't forget today as well. It's Thursday, so this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. 2 o'clock then, on Talk Radio and elsewhere. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! The celebration, 3 backflips, double somersault, there's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal, this is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas, subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required, 18 plus. Month passes when you're less cancelled. T's and T's apply.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right.
At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the New Year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Graham Taylor has died. Intelligence chief rejects Trump dossier and flights cancelled.
Talk Radio.
Former England manager Graham Taylor has died at the age of 72 of a suspected heart attack. He managed the national team in the early 90s and was also in charge of Watford twice, Aston Villa and Wolves. Here's the Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton.
He absolutely loved the game. He cherished it. He lived for it. He was great to have a conversation with, and this is a very sad day, of course, for English football.
Some breaking news. Hillsborough investigators have passed files relating to 23 suspects to the Crown Prosecution Service. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. New figures show A&E delays are growing, with just 88% of patients in England seen within 4 hours in November. It's the 16th month in a row hospitals have missed their 95% target. The government, which says it's because of surging demand, insists more people are being treated quickly. The US president-elect says a spy chief has told him that an embarrassing leaked dossier is false and fictitious. The unverified report suggested Russia has compromising information about Donald Trump. Jan Halper-Hayes, who's part of Trump's transitional team, has told Talk Radio the claims are unbelievable.
I don't even think an Academy Award screenwriter could create this. The twists and turns that happen are unbelievable. I actually thought I could go to sleep, do a radio show the next morning if it was at 6 o'clock and not necessarily have to read things, but there's always a crisis coming up.
It comes as a former British intelligence officer who it's believed compiled the report has gone into hiding. Weather warnings are in place in many parts of the country with snow and strong winds expected. 80 flights had to be cancelled at Heathrow Airport. A union is threatening to escalate strikes on the London Underground next month. The RMT says it'll step up action unless a row about jobs and ticket office closures is resolved.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Start the weather. It's called Victoria. Update.
Thanks, John.
We
don't really need the weather today because people are providing their own weather.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to do it anyway.
We're finding out where the weather is. It's no snow, says David. Staff's catering still in his or her room in their house, not snowing there. Update.
Is it snowing outside, though?
Paul Ross has messaged us saying no snow on this roundabout in Maidenhead. What's the official line on the weather, Victoria? What's the update?
I was just told by one of your producers that you didn't need the weather.
Intern. He's a paid intern.
Oh, so I'll just ignore Cornelius then.
Yep.
Rain across the south of Britain's turning into snow, most likely over East Anglia.
Anglia.
I know it's windy, but we don't need the sound effects.
I thought you were ignoring
London
it.
And the southeast, blustery snow showers Victoria. Continuing elsewhere. What, Cornelius?
I thought you were ignoring me.
Highs of between 2 and 8 degrees, but it's going to feel cold because of the gale force winds.
There's more in half an hour.
Yeah, but I don't say that now.
There's more in half an hour.
Well, less than that now.
Fewer. The
23 minutes.
Bonus news in half an hour.
Yeah.
What is it today?
Vegetable
news with Victoria in around 25 minutes' time. Bonus vegetable news. I knew the news is shorter than it used to be, thus the time has to be made up somewhere. It has been decreed that at 2:30 every day, Victoria brings us bonus news. Today it's vegetable news, animal, vegetable or mineral. Covers everything eventually. She doesn't like mineral news too much. Right, so vegetable news. Good. Also, Josh comes in a minute to review some geeky gadgety stuff as part of work experience punditry. Yes, I know. What? Before that, here's Ben.
you didn't forget, did you, John?
No!
I thought he did.
I certainly didn't.
I absolutely did.
You forget all the time.
I did. here's Ben.
So you're glad I reminded you then?
Yeah, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says winger Dimitri Payet is refusing to play for the side, but insists he's not for sale. The Frenchman's been linked with a move away from East London throughout his time there. Bilic has made his views on the matter perfectly clear.
We don't want to sell him. We said hundreds of times that we don't want to sell our best players. We want to keep them. I informed him with that. And he refused to play for us.
Some other transfer news in brief. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has no intention of selling Christian Benteke. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino won't comment on speculation that Tom Carroll could leave for Swansea. And Tom Cleverley's having a medical at Watford today ahead of his loan move until the end of the season from Everton. Finally, England's cricketers were well beaten in their final warm-up match before the one-day series with India. They set India a victory target of 283 in Mumbai. It was reached with 62 balls and 6 wickets in hand. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Home Secretary has announced that police forces are to start introducing an element of parkour into training, as more and more criminals are evading the law using the technique of free running. It's expected that this could lead to an increase in exciting rooftop chases.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the live news. And Ben with the half-remembered by me. Pre-recorded sport. You listen to Talk Radio. It's just gone 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So just to bring you up to date on your Paul Nuttall anecdotes. Paul Nuttall, of course, out of off of UKIP, was in with Julia Hartley Brewer earlier on her programme, and left a bit of paper in here, and it led rise to a Paul Nuttall anecdote from me. Cornelius had one as well to share. Mm-hmm. Mine was that he left a bit of paper in here with some scrawlings on it, Paul Nuttall, out of off of UKIP, and I tried to steal it in order to bring you the news as to what Paul Nuttall scribbles on paper while being interviewed. But Julia Hartley Brewer saw me take the paper and then literally and physically fought me to get it back, and actually physically assaulted me to get the, but she's bigger than me, to get the paper back, and she did. The only words I saw on that in his handwriting were G7 manufacturing and kick the brown people out. That's all I saw. That's all I could see.
Didn't say that.
And Cornelius, he liked yours. You liked the smell.
You liked the smell of my lunch, which was a vegetable Rogan Josh.
There you go. Which is technically foreign, so I don't know why you like that. Anyway, send us your Paul Nuttall anecdotes, please. Here's one. John. Says Hawk. Paul Nuttall holidayed at the same Centre Parks resort as me last summer. I saw him, and just him, alone, riding around on a Segway at Centre Parks. He looked depressed, and I almost felt... sorry, and I almost felt sorry for the horrid man. if you've got a Paul Nuttall anecdote you'd like to share with us... 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Okay then, Thursday afternoon. Time for work experience punditry. Now that is, of course, where we train up. We reach a helping hand out through the radio and pull in a work experience. We don't make them do the tea and the photocopy and all the boring stuff. What we do is we put them in front of the microphone to give them a shot at national broadcasting on Britain's 32nd most listened to station out of a possible 39. It's us giving something back to those on the ladder, trying to climb the ladder to the dizzy heights of this. More importantly, though, their work experience, we don't have to pay them. Here's Josh. Welcome back, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Second time on the programme.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
Is it for you?
It still is for me. Look, as you said, getting on that ladder, it is a very hard ladder
to climb.
I am very happy to be here.
Good. Well, we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
You're reviewing for us geeky, gadgety crap.
Yeah, so I'm going a bit outside my comfort zone with this one, but I've got some nice stories lined up.
All right then. Well, this is the kind of stuff, you know, that gets released on a weekly basis to appeal to sort of geeks and idiots mostly, isn't it? And of course, we review it on a Thursday. So,
absolutely.
What are the post Christmas gadgets offering us now?
Well, it's about mobile app Snapchat. It's setting up an international headquarters in London. It's been reported that the company will make the UK its main hub outside of the US. So for geeky gadgeter people who are getting more and more into social media, this is the story for you.
Cornelius, you want to do a little joke?
Yes, I've heard they are going to open it, but only for 10 seconds.
And then it disappears.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was gonna say this sets the company apart from like top US tech companies Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft, which have chosen countries such as Ireland or Luxembourg as their EU base. I got all excited that they were coming to London.
Yeah, it was a little joke there, though, wasn't
it?
Oh, okay.
Because the Snapchat works.
Disappears after 10 seconds.
Oh, why didn't I get that? Darn it. Anyway,
I like Josh.
Always spreading the positivity. Yeah, even more positivity, the journalists have called this a vote of confidence for post-Brexit Britain. And it comes after Google in November announced it was going ahead with its plan to build its headquarters in London's King's Cross. So what we're seeing here is big tech companies moving to the UK, moving to Britain as a vote of confidence. So Theresa May is going to be very happy with that one.
Yes. Any news as to whether or not there have been incentives for these companies to move? You know, because that happened, we've heard in sort of car manufacturing and so on.
Yeah.
And so forth. But so I wonder if there are tax breaks involved in this kind of thing?
There are rumours that they're going to be slashing corporation tax in a move to try and get the big companies, the big international companies, to kind of build international hubs in London. So,
do you Snapchat?
I Snapchat on a regular basis.
Do you?
So I can get my phone out and Snapchat right now if you want me to.
Not really. I mean, I don't... You probably explain it to me, right? So I don't really understand what it's for. Okay.
It's social media. It's basically... to be honest, there are so many websites, even I am struggling to keep up with these days, but basically it's an app where you can either post a picture, record a video, and you can send it to your friend for either... for a time duration between 1 and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Or you can put it on your story, which lasts 24 hours. And a story can be viewed by either people that follow you or all of your friends. Can basically be viewed by everyone.
But it's this. But what I don't understand is, once you've got one bit of social media, why do you need another one? Because they all do the same thing.
Well, no.
Because you can post pictures on Instagram.
No.
Or Twitter.
I'll explain. So Twitter is more of a kind of like a little... you post updates about what you're up to. Facebook is kind of linking up with friends. Instagram, I use Instagram more of like a blog, as like a picture blog. So I post really nice kind of pictures, mostly of food. I went to South Africa over Christmas, so I posted pictures of like lovely pictures of animals.
You're one of those people.
Yes, I'm one of those people who like to post really lovely pictures on Insta.
Insta.
Yeah, it's Insta, Snap, and then Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, Christ. All right, wasn't Snapchat invented just to send pictures of your winkle to people? Isn't that what it was for?
That's not what I use it for, John.
No, but others do. I mean, that's what it was for, right?
No.
That's not why it was invented.
That's what I
know.
You read it.
Yeah. No, Reddit's something different.
No.
It's not on Reddit.
John, you're killing my innocent mind here.
But I thought the point of Snapchat was, it was
it's
like a sort of...
It's not the point of Snapchat. It's just social media.
Well, I thought it was so you could put bunny ears on your junk. Is it not?
I post pictures of my face smiling. I like to spread positivity in the world, and I like to post pictures of my smiling face to all my friends to brighten up their days.
But if it disappears after 10 seconds, what's the point?
Because it spreads that nice little, nice picture there.
And also,
brightened up my day.
Also,
Con gets me.
Also, you just, like, screen grab it.
Then it will tell the person who sent it.
Well, it's too late by then, isn't it? I mean, if hypothetically... I sent a picture of my junk.
Yeah, but don't
with
do
rabbit,
it.
With a rabbit ear filter.
Yeah, well, people will screenshot that, so don't do it.
Yeah, you just don't do it in the first place. Be sensible. Yeah.
Well, tell me that now.
Well, you have to be safe on the internet, John, remember?
Yeah, everybody...
Remember those classes? That video we showed you?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody needs to be safe. Like, and more and more and more, cyberbullying is becoming such a big thing. People need to be safe.
I think it's a dangerous world.
It is a very dangerous world. So, and that's why I post smiles, to bring positivity to that dangerous world.
Positivity, Josh. Still with us. Hang on, Josh, to that positivity.
Oh, I've got three more stories.
And bring it back later, because we have to go to traffic and travel.
Okay.
Yeah. So, work experience punditry today, geeky, gadgety stuff. But now... I know. I think she's back. I think it's Janina Adams.
Yes.
Here, after the adverts, comes the traffic and travel on Talk Radio in the afternoons with Janina Adams.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Whether you're saving up for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
Don't be late for work spending too long scraping ice off your car. At Asda, pick up your 1 litre bottle of Blue Coal antifreeze for £4. Or stock up on a 2.5 litre bottle for only £5, available for a limited time only. Giving exceptional all-year-round protection and performance in all driving conditions, whilst at the same time protecting your car's cooling system against rust and corrosion. Head in store to the seasonal aisle now and get yours today. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Wilbur, wake up! Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's severe delays for the M62. This is if you're eastbound. Three of the four lanes near Junction 21 for Milne Row are closed because of an accident. There's queues on Lancashire's southbound M61 around Junction 8 for Chorley. There's a couple of lanes out there because of what we think is an accident. North of Derby, the A38 is still closed from the Little Eaton Island after an accident. Better for the M6 south near Junction 9 for Wensbury. The exit slip has reopened and the long shoot in the Neaton has also reopened as well. But there's problems in Gloucestershire for the A46 just south of the M4 at Junction 18. It's blocked both ways because of an accident. I'm Janina Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Sam Delaney, and on Live at Drive today, I'll be joined by top US political commentator Charlie Wolfe, by top Labour MP Barry Gardner, and by top comedy writer Ollie Guilford. And I'll be your top host, Sam Delaney. 4 till 7, join me.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. If you'd like to get in touch with us this afternoon, you can. The number is the usual one. It's 87222.
But start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is, in case you want to update us on the whether or not it's snowing where you are. You don't need to tell us where you are, but just tell us whether it's snowing or not. Update here from David Edwards. Still don't know where he is. Big update. Started a hail in my kitchen, John. and it's raining in Canterbury, says Tim. All right, thank you very much. Do keep us up to date on whether it's snowing. It's a, you know, it's a big weather day, so we might as well
big weather day.
Do our job and help you out with that information. What is it doing where you are? Is it snowing yet? Simple yes or no. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with a simple yes or no.
You got a cough, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Right then. We're on the radio, and with us on the radio is Josh, who is today's work experience pundit as we road test the next generation of critics and broadcasters by putting work experience people onto the radio to review things. And Josh is doing geeky, gadgety stuff. He's already trying to explain Snapchat to me, but I'm still not having any of it. Where are we going next, Josh?
We're actually going back to radio on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's actually very... I'm not sure what to think about this. Norway is becoming the world's first country to switch off their FM radio. Yeah, Oslo will roll out a digital-only service over the course of the year in a bid to save 200 million kroner, which equals to about £19 million a year. What do you think?
Well, you see, as we're on a digital radio station, yes, good. Because, you know, good. It's not going to happen in this country until probably around 2020, because you need to have a certain saturation in the market of digital radio equipment.
Yeah.
Not enough cars have them in yet,
yeah,
of course, which is why no one listens to Sam Delaney. And the... But it's a problem. It's a problem because cars don't come with digital radio. You have to get them. You know, you can retrofit them. That's fine, and that they're rolling that out as we go. And I've done a lot of work for Digital Radio UK. You know, you know, I think it's a good thing. Plus, I'm on it, so it's in my interest. But we're certainly not there yet. Now, Norway aren't there yet either, but they've just chosen to go with it anyway and switched off the FM.
Yeah, well, there are concerns about the move being premature. The government does plan to roll out the digital-only radio over the course of the year. One northern county of the country called Nordland has actually stopped using the analogue frequencies altogether on Wednesday.
So if all the radio stations on FM had to go, okay, and then just be on the available on digital.
Presumably they got a warning.
Well, I guess
they did get a warning, but also there have been a lot of talking about it because the equipment has been aging, and Norway is a very vast country with a lot of what's known as signal blockers. So there are a lot of forests
mountains,
and it has been difficult for them to maintain their FM radio signals and frequencies.
But DAB is also problematic in some places. If you haven't got the correct coverage, you know, you get that weird sound out of it that sounds like someone's speaking underwater.
Yeah.
So, it's not necessarily going to solve that problem in a country like Norway, which has the blockers, as you rightly put it.
Yeah. Well, one lecturer in communication technology, Stephen Lax, from the University of Leeds, told The New Scientist that Norway's geography made analogue radio transmission particularly difficult. Mm. So what it does sound like, it sounds like that this is actually more of a relief for the country it's a particularly how do I call this, a worthwhile incentive to save money.
Yeah, well, okay, I mean, it's certainly a model we'll be watching in this country very closely, I think, because yeah. It's certainly on the cards here. We switched off analog television a few years ago, of course. Now everyone's got digital television, and there was no great upset with that.
Mm. But at the same time, we don't have all the signal blockers. We don't have the vast forests and the vast mountains that Norway have.
Yes.
We're a completely different geography. No, our country has a completely different geography.
But then again, there's also a bonus of being able to switch off Nick Grimshaw, so...
Oh, yeah, there's that. But we won't talk about that.
Just did. Where are we going now?
This is actually cool. We're actually going to the outgoing president of the United States of America. He may not be out of a job. Spotify have revealed that they're interesting.
Spotify.
Spotify. You love that word, don't you?
Spotify.
Well, they've revealed that they're interested in hiring Barack Obama once he leaves office.
What are they going to make him do?
Well, the company posted a new job advertisement on its career page on Tuesday for a job titled President of Playlists. Now, whilst the posting doesn't list Obama by name, it's pretty obvious that there's only one person qualified for this job, because they say, as an organisation, we are full of hope and are always open to change. The qualified candidate will be required to have at least 8 years' experience running a highly regarded nation.
I can see they've tailored that.
Pretty. I mean, it's not the standard requirement.
I'm not sure you're allowed to do that with a job application. Anymore. I think, you know, technically that's kind of discriminating against others who haven't led a nation for 8 years, isn't it?
It is, but
it's not a very diverse policy, that, is it?
No, but Spotify have done that. But to be fair to him, Barack Obama does have experience. In 2015, he created a summer playlist featuring tracks from Janelle Monáe, Edward Sharp, and Nina Simone. And in the autumn, he created his very own gym playlist featuring Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Icona Pop.
Well, there we go then.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to take the job?
Well, there's no official word whether he will take the position with Spotify, but, you know, he's got experience working with them, never know.
I'm not sure what Donald Trump will be offered after he's finished.
Well, I mean, he's pretty set. I'm not sure if he even wants to take the presidential salary and live in the presidential house.
Toilet attendant?
Oh, I mean...
He likes that kind of thing, doesn't he?
Urinal.
No comment on that.
Yeah.
A job as a urinal.
Just standing there?
Yeah.
But hang on a minute. You know, because it was female prostitute, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So he'd have to have a job as a toilet.
Oh, yeah.
So just if he sat there and just be used as a toilet.
Mm.
All right.
Good save.
If you're listening, Donald, just trying to help you out. For when, you know, you're impeached in a couple of weeks. Right, so thank you, Josh. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
That's Josh there with work experience, punditry, geeky, gadgety stuff in the next bit of the programme then. Well, certainly coming up later, there's Paul Rossmaster. That's in just over an hour's time when somebody, a broadcaster, a noted broadcaster, will have their knowledge and patience well and truly tested of Full Set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. There's the Diversity Paper Review. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. The big debate at 3:00. And Showbiz. A Showbiz roundup with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of Showbiz. All coming before 4:00 this afternoon on Talk Radio. It's 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
Former England manager Graham Taylor has died from a suspected heart attack, age 72. He finished as a top-flight runner-up with both Watford and Aston Villa. Leicester boss Claudio Ranieri has paid tribute.
Very, very sad. I want to give my condolences to his family, to all the football world.
Criminal proceedings could be carried out against 23 suspects in relation to the Hillsborough disaster. The files have been handed to the Crown Prosecution Service. 96 Liverpool supporters died during the 1989 FA Cup semi-final in Sheffield. Waiting times at A&E departments in England are growing. The number of people waiting for more than 4 hours to be treated was 18,000 higher in November last year compared to the same time in 2015. Donald Trump says a leaked unverified dossier claiming Russia gathered compromising information about him has been dismissed by an intelligence chief. The US president-elect says James Clapper called him last night and said it was false and fictitious. Rolf Harris's indecent assault trial has been played the call an alleged victim made to an NSPCC helpline. The woman told the operator she'd been attacked as a 14-year-old in 1971, but only had the courage to come forward when she first heard he was being prosecuted. The former entertainer denies allegations by her and six other women. And a string of retailers have had a bumper Christmas. M&S, Tesco, John Lewis and the Associated British Foods, which owns Primark, have all reported increased sales for the festive period. The weather, rain across the south of Britain turning to snow, most likely over East Anglia, London and the southeast. Blustery snow showers continuing elsewhere. Highs are between 2 and 8 degrees. It's feeling cold with gale force winds. There's more in half an hour.
Just some updates. Stephen has emailed. Not emailed. He's tweeted. He's modern. And he's just written, just rain here. So we are getting an overview of the picture. Wherever you are, do text us to tell us whether it's snowing or raining. Do messages using your chosen method of communication. You don't need to tell us where you are, just say whether it's raining or snowing. We're slowly building up a picture of weather-lashed Britain. Just makes it sound dramatic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Thunder snow.
Yes.
Is it thunder snowing where you are? We also want to know.
Yeah. Yes, we do want to know that. Do you know what thunder snow is, Victoria? It's a buzzword, isn't it, at the moment? Everyone's using it in the weather world, weather circles.
Oh.
Do you know what thunder snow is?
Is it when it's snow, but there's also thunder?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I didn't realise.
There's always words. Wasn't there, like, snowpocalypse or something?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's better than
what other ones have there been? I can't
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon, that was the one I was thinking of. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, send any of those in.
A snow disaster word. A snow nami.
Snownado.
Snowquake. Tell us how it's snowing where you are now as well. Add that on. Is it snowing? Is it not snowing? But if it was snowing, what sort of snowing would it
Has
be?
Has there been a snow genocide near you?
Snowdecide.
I despair.
Right. Hi, John. Just a little update for you on Paul Nuttall. you're sending in your Paul Nuttall anecdotes just ahead of bonus news. Paul Nuttall, of course, leader of UKIP, was on with Julia Hartley Brewer earlier. Did some doodling and some notes on a piece of paper. I tried to take the piece of paper. Julia Hartley Brewer physically fought me for it because she knew I'd read out everything that he'd written down it on air.
I witnessed this.
You did witness the fight, didn't you?
Yeah, she overpowered
she
you.
Really yeah, did. Yeah. She went for it.
But you looked like you loved did. It. Yeah.
And then Paul Nuttall told Cornelius out there in the office that he liked the smell of his curry.
Yes.
He was trying to ingratiate himself with the foreigners there.
He had his socks pulled up very high when I saw him in the kitchen.
Another anecdote!
Whoa, there we go!
You've got one! How high were Paul Nuttall's socks?
So high, I was like, are your trousers tucked into your socks? I was really confused. They were spotty socks.
Were the trousers...
But then I double-checked his socks when he left the studio and his trousers looked fine. So...
But hang on, how did you see? Did his trousers stop above the sock line?
So his legs were crossed, so that probably helped bring the trousers up.
Yeah.
But it appeared as though his trousers were tucked into his socks. But that could just be me glancing quickly and being like, oh, what's going on?
There you go.
But not wanting to stare.
Another Paul Nuttall anecdote there. If you've got one, an anecdote of UKIP's Paul Nuttall, do send it. Just like Foofy. Has Foofy is saying Paul Nuttall attended my father's funeral a couple of years ago. No one knows why he showed up. He never knew my father. None of the guests had met Paul Nuttall before, and when he was questioned as to why he was there, he refused to respond to anyone and wouldn't leave the funeral service when asked. Paul Nuttall simply sat motionless in his pew, staring straight at my dad's coffin. He brought a lot of unnecessary grief to my family, and as a result I hate Paul Nuttall and I will never forgive him.
I don't know why you're laughing, Cornelius. That's a sad story.
It's an odd story.
I don't know whether that could be fake news. I don't know. And I'm not accusing Paul Nuttall, to be clear, on a legal basis, of being a funeral stalker. I'm not saying that. I'm just reading out a message. And I'm not saying it's true. I'm like BuzzFeed. I'm putting it out there, but it's not verified, right? It's not a verified story, but it is there, and you believe it if you want or not. There, covered legally, I think, probably. Don't know, I haven't checked under the training. Anyway, it's time for bonus news with Victoria, because that's what we do around about 2:30 every day. She brings us the bonus news to make up the time of the old news that's all shorter than it was. Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Ready?
Yeah.
So a nutritionist claims that eating salads which are filled with kale, coconut and avocado could actually be making us sick. The ingredients include copper, which in small doses helps neurodevelopment and growth, but apparently consuming too much could leave you at risk for copper toxicity, which could leave you feeling as jittery as if you drank 6 cups of coffee.
That's mineral news.
No, but kale and avocado
are... But you could have snuck that in mineral news that you don't like.
Yeah, but... A cat called Beetroot...
Oh, my God! You snuck in animal news!
...has gone missing. After jumping into a delivery van in Hereford, the black and white feline hasn't been seen since going on an 8-mile ride in December. And a man has lost 53 kilos, that's 8 stone, in a year by only eating potatoes. So Andrew Potato Man Taylor from Melbourne...
I mean, what? I mean, have you just called him that? Or
no,
it...
that's what the internet calls him.
Okay.
So he's from Melbourne, and his diet consisted of either boiled, mashed or baked potatoes for every meal. And he ate between 3 and 4 kilos of potatoes every day. And apparently he started the whole bizarre diet, which I don't think would actually be that good for you.
It doesn't sound good for you, does it?
Because he was addicted to food. But he says he chose potatoes because they have lots of nutrients.
Yeah, but so does kale.
And
beetroot. You don't think he's eaten that cat, do you?
I don't think so, because I don't think he eats meat, which a cat would be.
Yeah, but he might.
Even though he's called Beetroot.
But he's named Beetroot.
I know.
He's a vegetarian cat.
And finally, in political vegetable news, yeah. Paul Nuttall earlier told Talk Radio's very own Cornelius Mendes that he liked the smell of his vegetable curry.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there.
I haven't finished, so going crossing live to Talk Radio's Cornelius Mendes, what were the words he used?
He said, "It smells nice in here."
And what did you say?
I didn't say anything to him at the time. I was eating my curry. He didn't say it to me. He said it to the producer of Julia Hartley Brewer. Mm. At the time I was eating my curry, it consisted of a lot of vegetables.
What kind of vegetables were in the curry?
Courgette, aubergine, carrot, onion, mushroom, peppers.
Mm.
Have we finished vegetable news now?
Yeah.
Did you make it yourself?
Yes, I did last night. It was a Rogan Josh sauce.
Oh, I would have liked that. FYI.
Vegetable news! That was vegetable news!
Vegetable news.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Right. More bonus news tomorrow, when, of course, it will be mineral news.
Or will it?
You can't do the same thing again.
In the next bit of the programme, we might well be out on the streets finding out what the people think, but we will also be welcoming Reese in, for Reese is, of course, our showbiz correspondent. He works for TalkSport, he's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, and he'll be here with his roundup next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus. Renault Finance. Order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903. 24 monthly payments of £159. Final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only. Subject to status. Over 18s. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We love home. A good night's sleep, the smell of toast wafting up the stairs, and coming home to our mess exactly how we left it. We love knowing everything's okay. That's why we created the Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm.
It can speak up and alert your mobile if there's a problem at home, and silently test itself up to 400 times a day. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Right now, you can get 50% off a new boiler from British Gas in our biggest boiler sale. You only pay the full price for installation, but you'll have to be quick. Our biggest boiler sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. To reserve your new boiler, just visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. But hurry, you only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. Get in touch and reserve your new boiler for half price. The clock's ticking, conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's two accidents causing delays in Lancashire. One's on the eastbound M58 near Junction 3 for Bickerstaff. The other on the southbound M61 at Junction 8 for Chorley. Severe delays for Greater Manchester's eastbound M62. Only one lane open near Junction 21 for Milne Road following an accident. There's an accident on the M6 south in Cheshire, 19 to 18 near Knutsford, causing delays through the roadworks. Two lanes are closed on the M5 south in Bristol. That's because of an accident near 19 for Portishead. And a breakdown on Surrey's M3 is causing heavy delays southbound around Junction 3 for Lightwater. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 3:15 and other times. Hi there. Hello. Hi. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. A quick update for you now on weather where you are. Obviously, you're testing in this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed. Telling us whether it's snowing or raining or not. Or telling us now what kind of snow it is. Is it Snowmageddon? Is it a Snownado? Is it a Snownami? What are you suffering where you are today? Stephen's back to us just because it's still just raining. And doesn't tell us where he is. Gavin, though, said it's cacking it down here, John. And then he's written, this is for you, Cat. Cass, through the glass. Asprod Cass is through the glass. He's written this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. Thunder, Cass, ho.
Do you think I've never heard that before?
All right. Anyway, let's cheer her up. So, Jeff suffering some tragedy sleet. Wherever he is. Can't read that one out from Bum Puddle.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm literally not reading out of the radio.
I laughed halfway through the last link because I read that.
So anyway, tell us what it's doing. Tell us the weather damage where you are.
Michael said there's been a snowvalanche.
It's already got its own one.
Yeah, I
know. What's the snow disaster where you are? Make the word up. New words for snow disasters. Then we'll take them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I think we should talk showbiz. Let's talk showbiz with Reese. Come on. Reese. from TalkSports. Hello, Reese.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Very well.
Hey,
you?
Reese.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
New Year. I think we can still say that. Reese has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That is why he rounds it up for us every Thursday. Reese, where are we starting today?
Well, I thought for 2017 I'd go in a new direction with the showbiz news and talk about the Kardashians.
Good idea.
Yes, apparently Kim Kardashian is in the news because she's wearing a new, slightly more modest, it's probably still a good couple of hundred grand, but still, a new modest engagement ring. She's taking pictures of it again. She clearly hasn't learnt. She's going to Dubai for a makeup masterclass that she's being paid to run by them, because, you know, why not? And, yeah, apparently it shows that, you know, this is just 3 months after putting her jewellery on Instagram, got her into a little bit of bother last time involving some shotguns and stuff.
That's right, in her apartment in Paris.
Indeed.
Now, didn't people get arrested for that this week or something?
There have been people taken in. I believe they've released the driver, you said. There have been some ongoing investigations
into it. Now, did they, because when we talked about this when it happened, Reece, you'll remember, we speculated, of course, because they couldn't find was it 15 people or something that broke into her Paris apartment because they'd gone into hiding? Now, we posited that they were hiding in her arse, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We did indeed.
And that they perhaps, because it's a big bottom.
It is indeed.
She's known for it. And whether or not there'd be room in each buttock for 7 armed criminals.
Easily.
And is there any news as to whether when the arrests were made, it was because of a search of her arse or do we know if that the hiding place?
Unconfirmed reports show that they probably didn't have the manpower on the day to search the entire buttocks, but I believe that they were probably looked at some stage by someone.
Most people on the internet, in fact.
Most people on the internet, yeah.
Have looked at them.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, so she's got a smaller ring.
She has got a smaller ring,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, you'd think it'd be bigger, what, with people hiding up there?
Definitely.
So, but she's not learned, and she's just...
She's still flaunting it about, but it's like, look, my ring is smaller.
Is she still with Thingy?
She is, yes. Last time we spoke, they weren't going to be. But now they've all been criticised for taking family photos. This is Kim and Kanye West, obviously the greatest living rock star in the world in his own mind. They've taken pictures with their kids in a room that's not really got the best wallpaper and he's got some really shoddy-looking French doors. And I think it's to show some sort of, like, kind of down thinging for them. But people have actually criticised them, saying they're trying to falsify poverty. They're trying to look poor, which, to be honest, I'm not sure they could do. Especially she's just had a diamond stud put into her lip.
Has she?
She has indeed,
I didn't know that. Whereabouts in her lip is the diamond stud?
It's the ones on her face.
Right. Right. Well, that's good news
yes.
for us all.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up, Reese.
No, that's fine.
Was it, is it sort of one, like a lower lip central? Is
I
that...
think it's a Monroe one up there.
Oh!
Yeah, a bit of that, yeah.
Oh, like a sort of, like a beauty spot.
Yes, like a beauty spot, but pure diamond, because she's learnt.
Yeah.
She's definitely learned.
Is that what she's doing? Is that because when the robbers broke into her Paris apartment, they took everything from her safe or something? Is that right?
Yeah, now she thinks the best place to hide it is on her face.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll just take it out of her face.
Well,
if they need it.
Next time they'll bring pliers with the shotguns.
All right, good.
One of the men arrested for that robbery was 72 years old. And another one.
Are you mixing this up with the Hatton Garden?
No, this is true. It's the same sort. It's the French equivalent. The other one, another one, though, just 17. Where did they meet?
It's quite the gang,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, where did they meet?
Bit of a range.
That's what I don't get.
Snapchat.
Maybe it was his granddad. Maybe it was his granddad taking him out. You know, I mean, most people go fishing with their granddads. Other people teef up Kim Kardashian's £7 million diamonds with their granddad. You know, each to their own.
You've got to have a hobby.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be bonding, at least.
Yeah. Where are we going next?
We are going to Honey G and her miserable attempts to be some sort of thing and stuff. Her debut record charted at 149. Mm. I didn't even know the records went that low. I thought if you sold 5 records, you got in the top 10 nowadays.
I thought that was the case, too. I didn't even know they counted the chart. Does the chart never stop? Is it like... the top
Brian 10? Adams is still in it, whatever it is.
I get with that song.
Yeah.
I get the top 40. I didn't know it went up to 149.
Yeah, yeah, it appears so. She said that she wants to work with Missy Elliott. I mean, I want to play up front for Arsenal, but it's not going to happen, is it, in all fairness? She's shooting a little bit too far. She's also mentioned that she'd probably schlep with Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, Lil Wayne, Timbaland and Jay-Z if they've not got a lot on, that Honey G would be willing to work with those people, which is probably a big boost for them.
I've still managed to go through well, life, without knowing really what a Honey G is. I only know because you've told me.
We played a bit of a... We reviewed her...
Did we?
...single. Yeah, we did on this show.
Oh, I probably switched off in my own head. I wouldn't have listened.
You weren't the only one.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have listened to that. But I'm aware of Watch It, but I don't know, you know, what it's for or anything.
I still think I still think it'll come out in a couple of years that she's some joke who's been planted in there and has shown it to be falsified for what it is, and that is a big sham. But there's also a horrible part of me that thinks this woman takes herself seriously, which is like really like Christmas advert sad.
The thing is, her time is over. It was just a little bit of an X Factor window thing, wasn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely,
Then her single charted at 149. It's gone now. We can all dismiss it.
The moment has passed. Yeah. I mean, most of us dismissed it in offhand in the first place because it's on the X Factor and nobody watches it anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it appears that she's a little bit late to the party on that one, and I think she's probably shooting too high. Yeah. She'll be touring with So Solid Crew in 2 years, probably.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you want to work with Missy Elliott, when in actual fact, within about 6 months, she'll probably be working in Miss Selfridge.
Yes, true.
So... all right, that's Honey G dealt with. What
that
next?
That is Honey G dealt with. Perry Edwards from...
Don't know what that is.
She's from Little Mix.
Yeah. All right.
She's going out with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, and apparently he dreams... This is the 150 grand a week footballer who plays in front of 60,000 people every other week.
Yeah.
Apparently his dream is to be a DJ, and she's helping him with that.
What, like on...
Yeah, she's apparently like, oh, my boyfriend, he just does that little football thing that the hundreds of millions of people watch. You know, he wants to be a DJ, you know, so I'll help put him in contact with people.
Okay.
And that's a news story.
Well, that was my next question. That's a news story?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, girl has boyfriend.
Girl has boyfriend, wants to put him in contact with people at work.
Great story. Good scoop.
It's nearly as big as Idris Elba becoming a prostitute.
Do tell.
What?
Idris Elba is
just through the Moscow hotel room.
No.
Is this breaking news?
No.
Now it turns out Idris Elba has urinated...
No, it definitely is not.
...on Donald Trump's face.
No, it's not happened.
All right. Tell us about...
What is it? Let's explain it quickly.
Let's explain it very quickly.
Or we could just continue to speculate.
No, let's not speculate. Let's find out what Reese has to tell us.
Okay. Idris Elba, in line with the company ahead of Valentine's Day, is asking people to donate £8.25, really sort of detailed figure there, to go on a date with him. I think he says, this year I want you to be my Valentine. We'll have a romantic candlelit meal, maybe some champagne, and see where the meal takes us. So he's implying that someone could... Get some Idris out of this. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Elba deep.
I like that.
You don't understand? Can you explain it?
No.
Okay. So... It's quite good. Yeah. Hang on, what's he doing? Is it for charity
or something? That's me done for today. That's enough work.
Is it charity?
He's got a charity that he's lined up ahead of Valentine's Day, and people who don't want to be on their own can... pay to have a champagne candlelit dinner.
£8?
And more.
£8?
I think he's going to pick them at random. They're
I'd
all
pay,
going to...
I'd pay... Get on, let's have a go at this. We could go out
What's
with
this?
Idris... We could go out with Idris Elba.
And maybe more.
And maybe more would happen. With Idris Elba. I think he has that coat on from Luther.
Yes, he does.
Never takes that off. I think that's quite good. I think that's quite good, isn't it?
Susanna Reid on Good Morning Britain has entered.
Has she?
Yep.
You say entered, I mean...
the competition.
Right.
Oh, good.
Oh, God, I think, yeah, I'd pay £8.25 for dinner and who knows what with Idris Elba.
Flights and accommodation are included. So it must be abroad as well.
Wow, that's good for £8, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Yeah. Or is it in a Moscow hotel room?
Also, it says, you and a friend will join Idris Elba.
Has Donald Trump entered this? Any news on who's playing at Donald Trump's inauguration, by the way?
Rebecca Ferguson isn't.
Right.
Yeah, she's been invited, but she's like, grey areas that I don't want to touch upon.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people have said about Donald Trump, in all fairness. Nobody wants to touch on those grey areas.
No. I was wondering, you see, because he's fast running out of people to perform.
Oh, yeah.
But could he not pay for those Russian prostitutes to perform their act?
Possibly.
On stage?
Honey G might do it.
Yes. Honey G,
yep.
At the front.
Yep.
Please don't finish this sentence.
While as a backdrop...
Were those guys in suits with guns?
I think that's all right. He might be all he's got left.
Possibly.
Honey G and two urinating Russian prostitutes. There you go.
Honey G for definite. Honey G's definitely in there. The rest of it, gonna give that a swerve.
Okay, fine. Reese, thank you for coming in.
No worries.
Reese there, bringing us the showbiz news from the point of view of a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Happy New Year to you, Reese. It's good to see you again.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
There we go. So he'll be back next week. Now, in the next bit of the programme, of course, the big debate is at 3 o'clock, which is coming next. There will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, a radio personality, tested as to their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. That's coming up in around 45 minutes time. There'll also be the diversity paper review, in which our papers are reviewed by a different diversity each day. That's making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And don't forget to keep us up to date as well, if indeed it... if you look out the window, is it snowing or raining? Where you are. You don't need to tell us where you are. Just keep us up to date as we build a picture of Britain at the moment in Weathergeddon. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to the radio on the radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Van Buster, now on. CLS Timber, 38 by 63 by 2400 mil, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio, where the radio lives. Hello, good afternoon, you're listening to it. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, just coming up to 3 o'clock. And Victoria, how's the news?
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to Graeme Taylor, 23 Hillsborough suspects identified, and weather disruption.
Talk Radio.
Sir Elton John says Graeme Taylor was like a brother to him after the former England manager died aged 72 following a suspected heart attack. The singer appointed Taylor while he was chairman of Watford. Taylor is also well regarded from his time in charge of Aston Villa. Alan Smith, who played under him for England, has told Sky Sports News he was widely respected.
His players wanted to play for him, and his club record speaks for itself. He had that charisma. He was a real people person. It's just terrible news.
The Crown Prosecution Service has been handed files on 23 suspects identified in connection with the Hillsborough disaster. 15 relate to the investigation into what caused the stadium crush, which killed 96 people in 1989. 8 relate to the inquiry into an alleged police cover-up. NHS England says it's seen a 42% annual increase in delays in discharging patients because of pressures in social care. Figures for November also show a rise in the proportion of people not being seen seen at A&E within the four-hour target. Labour is calling on the Foreign Secretary to explain to MPs the credibility of allegations made against Donald Trump in a controversial dossier. MP Mary Crowe says it's clear the UK government has a great deal of knowledge about the issues. It's claimed a former British spy who put together an unverified report claiming Russia has embarrassing information about the US president-elect has gone into hiding. Jan Halper-Hayes, who's part of Trump's transitional team, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
People are trying to delegitimize the fact that he won, delegitimize the fact that there are a lot of people who want him to make the changes in our government. And they don't fuss over how he behaves, whether he was presidential enough.
And weather warnings are in place for many parts of the country with snow and strong winds expected. 80 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow Airport. While in the last few minutes, Essex Fire Services said the village of Jaywick has been evacuated because of potential flooding.
Oh, sorry, is that the weather or was that the news?
That's the news about the weather.
Okay, and what's the next bit? The weather?
Yeah.
The weather about the weather. That was the news about the weather. The next bit's the weather about the weather?
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep up. That was Victoria with the weather, the news about the weather. And now here's Victoria with the weather about the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
About the weather.
Rain across the south of Britain turning to snow, most likely over East Anglia, London and the southeast. Blustery snow showers continuing elsewhere. Highs are between 2 and 8 degrees, but it's feeling cold with gale force winds.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria Bourne there with the news about the weather and then the weather about the weather. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which, with that in mind, he's live today from the north of England during a blizzard where there's a polar bear.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham winger Dimitri Payet is refusing to play for the club, according to manager Slaven Bilic. France wingers asked for a transfer, but the Hammers are having none of it. Bilic says the situation may escalate to a standoff.
Until he changes his attitude, he's out of the team. We're going to train with us. Because we ain't going to sell him. It's not the money issue. We expect for him to come back and show commitment and determination to the team.
Some other transfer news in brief. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has no intention of selling Christian Benteke. Tom Cleverley's having a medical at Watford today ahead of his loan move until the end of the season from Everton. The Rangers have reportedly signed Arsenal midfielder John Torrell until the end of the season. Finally, England's cricketers have been thrashed in their final warm-up match with India A. They set the host 203 to win in Mumbai, knocked off 62 balls and 6 wickets to spare. It's the full India side up next for Owen Morgan's side, with the first of a 3-game ODI series taking place on Sunday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben there with the sport live from the north of England during a blizzard, where Ben was actually enjoying that sport being pursued by a polar bear, as you probably heard. If he survives, he'll be back with the sport in around an hour's time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am and remain John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life.
One minute at a time. Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So we are taking a snapshot of the country's weather where you are this afternoon. Is it snow or rain? Just let us know. You don't need to tell us where you are. Just tell us what it's doing where you are without telling us where you are. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're also taking your anecdotes about Paul Nuttall off of UKIP after earlier in this very building. He told Cornelius that he liked the smell of his curry. And Victoria saw his spotty socks. So what are your exciting anecdotes about Paul Nuttall from UKIP? Let us know. Same number applies, of course. And also, if it is snowing, what sort of snow is it? We've heard thunder snow banded around this week. Snowmageddon. Snow and a disaster. That's the way the press like to do it. We're joining in as well to make it seem more dramatic than it actually is. Cornelius, I know you've got some there.
Lots coming in. This is from Malcolm, who said there's been a snow eruption near him.
Snow eruption, yeah.
Tommy says there's been a meteor snower near him.
Yeah.
Sally says there's been a terrible decision made here. People have voted for Sleetsit. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
She says since the vote as well, she's been suffering from everyday snowism.
Yeah.
And finally, Michael says that that it's really badly spreading there. East Snowler.
The what?
East Snowler is really bad.
The East Snowler virus,
the
is
East,
it?
Yeah. East Snowler virus, yeah.
And Jim's been on as well. He's just where he lives. They've got snades. And in Scotland at the moment, just to bring you the breaking news on that, Scotland are seeing a snow ejaculation, so... Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. John Holmes. Talk
Radio. It's time for the big debate. As the wintry weather sweeps its way across the nation in a way that seemed to come to a surprise to everyone, despite it happening every year because it's winter, the country is shutting down. A downfall of wind here and a gust of snow there, and the trains and the planes and the automobiles all stop, don't they? And we're all given yellow snow warnings, which are given out by the US intelligence agencies whenever they think Donald Trump might pay for some Russian prostitutes to urinate onto Snowman song singer Alid Jones. But as the power goes down, or is paid to, by a president elect in a hotel room, the question is this: does everything in this country, when we get some snow, why does everything in this country stop when we get some snow? Whereas in Scandinavian countries, using Sweden as an example, they've been doing trials with snow for years, of course, and everyone just carries on as normal. They're eating herring or whatever it is that they do. In mind, Richie has called Talk Radio. He's called on the telephone. He's used this number, 03444991000. Good afternoon, Richie.
You all right, John? Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you. Now, you've called in because you weren't listening to anything I was saying then. You weren't even listening to the radio, and you didn't hear me not use the word clapping at any point because I didn't actually use it. But on the off chance that I did, you've called in because you don't like clapping.
I just wanted to have a rant about clapping. That's right, John. Listen, you know the song, If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands?
Yes.
Well, I think it should be, If You're Happy and You Know It, Shut Your Mouth and Cut Your Hands Off. All right? If I do something well, if I do something good, the last thing I want is people slapping their sweaty palms together to create some limp percussive noise. No, no, no to clapping.
Nick's on the other line, listening to your argument there. Good afternoon to you, Nick.
Stop him doing that!
I can't.
I will bite your fingers off, young man. I will bite them off.
Notice I didn't clap very fast. I clapped slowly.
You did clap slowly, Nick. Welcome to the programme, by the way. He's going to bite your fingers off, though, if you carry on doing it. Be warned about that.
So I've got palms.
Okay.
Just use my palms.
Okay.
Richie,
you've had your say. Let Nick have his say, please.
Clapping's great. You know, rhythmic striking of two flat surfaces, they can be hands, they often are, but as long as they're two flat surfaces, you know, but I would say, do use the whole of the palm of your hand. Ideally, use both palms of both hands. Don't just slip a finger. You know, just your palms is what gets the clap.
Yes. It's noisy, though, as Richie says, isn't it? It's noisy. Is it noise pollution? Do we need it anymore? I mean, surely... It's been around for many years, clapping, Nick, and aren't there better ways of showing... If one says it's for showing appreciation, maybe it's for attracting attention, aren't there better ways to do that now in 2017 than actually clapping? Why don't we just stop it? It's antisocial, it's noisy, no one wants it.
There's one thing that's better, I think, and we all do it from time to time. If ever you've played a game of pool with someone, they do a good shot, you sort of bang the pool cue on the floor. And I think I actually prefer that. I think that's the pinnacle. I think that's where clapping's headed in the long run.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't all carry around pool or snooker or billiard cues at the moment because that would be impractical. So I think that's something that we aim for.
Speak for yourself, mate. Speak for yourself.
Richie.
It's what separates us from the animals, unless the animals are sea lions or chimps from TV commercials, and then it's what binds us to the animals.
But she's got a point there, hasn't it? We're not the only ones. The animal kingdom do clap as well, don't they, like that?
Yeah, well, who in the animal kingdom claps? You've got manatees, you've got seals, you've got great big blubbery things that flap themselves together in an attempt to, like, I mean, some kind of manatee mating ritual. No. No to clapping. You know what? I think carrying snooker cues around and banging the floor, that sounds about right. If I see anyone clapping, I'm going to snap one over their head, so I am.
Would you snap a snooker cue over the head of a mantanay?
I would, over a manatee and a matinee. I'd go to those lunchtime panto shows and I'd snap a pool cue over its head.
And what's happening? There are people clapping at the pantomime, isn't there? That's my point. There are people clapping at the... People go and they clap, don't they? That's what they do.
They should do what they used to do in the opera. Never mind clapping. They should be shouting. They should be using their voices. Saying, bravo!
No,
and magnifico!
No, no.
And excelsior! and dot diggity!
Look, Nick, now, Donald Trump, we hear this week, it's rumours, I know he's denied it, he's been paying prostitutes to clap in a Moscow hotel room. He says not, he says he's got an allergy to clapping and it's not happened. Does that paint clapping, Nick, and I'm asking you this, does it paint clapping in a bad light if Donald Trump pays prostitutes to do it?
No, famous people have always clapped. You know, you look at Freddie Mercury, if you remember him, I think he's dead now, but when he was alive and when he was really happy, he'd quite often get enormous crowds of people. He'd get them together at places like Wembley Stadium. Yeah. He'd clap at them.
Yes.
He'd just literally go boom, boom, clap, boom, boom, clap.
And, well, hang on, can you demonstrate?
That would raise money for Ethiopia when he did that. Every time he clapped, it was something like £5 for Ethiopia every time he did that. And I've got nothing against modern music, but you don't get the fresh DJ Prince 5000 or Little Bandit. They don't clap for Ethiopia anymore, do they?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's something I think that doesn't need addressing, doesn't it? They're very selfish with their not clapping. So, Richie, what I think Nick is saying there is two things. One, you're racist. Second, if you don't clap for Ethiopia, you're an evil man.
Well, I can't deny either of those charges. I am an evil, racist man who doesn't like clapping, but that doesn't mean I'm not right.
Clapham. Let's talk about Clapham. Because this is where people... You know, Clapham got its name, of course. It's where people used to go to clap ham together, two hams, smashing them together to make a noise. It all started... Let's look at the history of clapping.
Poor kind percussive noise. Disgusting.
Francis Drake brought clapping to this country. You'll remember, as Francis Drake, he brought potatoes, tobacco, January, waves, pushing. And he brought back clapping, didn't he, from the foreign land. Gave it as a gift to Queen Victoria. She started clapping, she went, and people liked that, and it popularised clapping in this country, and now Britain is known for its clapping. We export it all over the world, Richie.
Yeah, well, you know, we won't be able to export it, will we, with Brexit coming along? You know, those international boundaries will be shut, and I think it's a good time for us to review what we are exporting. Clapping? No, no, no. Listen, we don't want to be exporting a noise that sounds like we're part of some live studio audience for a failing American sitcom. No, no, why don't we whistle? Hey, what happened to the old... That's me whistling.
Well, then, Richie, I mean, this is... For a start, you're a clap denier. I mean, do you believe in man-made clapping? Richie, just answer that. Do you believe in man-made clapping, or do you think it's a product of the environment?
I think it's a bit of nature.
A bit of nature, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, where do you stand on that? Man-made clapping or not?
Look, it's simply write a list of things that don't clap. You know, stale bread, diphtheria, Brussels sprouts, Maroon 5 calendars, Dan Brown novels, Article 50. You know, those things don't clap.
Yeah.
Richie, if that's his actual name, doesn't clap. I don't want to do anything. Yeah, I think there's a clear lesson in that, and one day we'll work out what it is. If we can then have this discussion again, it'll make sense. And everyone just wants things to make sense, don't they?
Oh, if I had a pool cue right now, it'd be wrapped so far around your head you could turn it into a roundabout.
In Sweden, they're doing these trials. I don't know whether you're aware of these, the trials they're doing in Sweden, whether you've heard of them.
No.
What they've been doing there, and this is something we could all learn from, because clapping was a problem in Sweden. There's a lot of people in Sweden. It was very loud and everyone was clapping. So what they did, they took people's hands and they covered their hands in a soft Brexit. And that, it reduced the noise, the softness of the Brexit, which they borrowed from the UK, sort of reduced the noise down. And I wonder what you make of that. So they're still clapping, is what I'm getting at, Nick, and Richie and Nick. They're still clapping, but it's a softer clap that you can't hear. And I wonder if, Richie, you'd be happy with that, and Nick, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't even be happy with a soft clap. It's not the sound necessarily, it's the act of clapping. It's the act of colliding your limbs together for the purposes of expressing something.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do that at all. I mean, what happened to the Vuvuzelas? You know, they used to be popular. I thought they replaced clapping. I was as happy as a lamb, but then I ended up being as sad as a ham being clapped in Clapham.
Let me just play you something. I want to play something very, very quickly. Have a quick listen to this.
Silicon chip inside
That's the Boomtown Rats there. I mean, Bob Geldof, they're famously not liking Mondays as much as you, Richie, don't like clapping. But have a listen to this now. Silicon chip. Now, if you take away clapping, that's what's going to happen. Is that what you want, Richie?
I think I would like Mondays infinitely more than I would previously, having listened to that song. That's a definite improvement.
What do you think, Nick? Where do you stand on that? Would you be happy living in a world where Bob Geldof can't clap?
Bear asking. He obviously loses something, and it makes me think of the theory I've got about when the Women's Institute clapped Tony Blair, wasn't it? Tony Blair.
That's right.
And, you know, everyone said it was really disrespectful, they're clapping really slowly. I think probably, you know, they're women, so they're not going to be quite as fast as men. And they're old, so they're not going to be quite as fast as normal people.
Yeah.
So they were probably just trying to clap like Bob Geldof. But they just, you know, they were trying. They were trying their best. And God loves a trier.
Well, there, we must leave the debate, really, because we're sort of running out of time, I'm afraid. But very, very quickly, just a quick yes or no, really, from both of you. When would be the best time to clap, Nick? Yes or no?
March.
Right. Richie?
No.
Right. And sum up the debate in one word, Nick?
Adil Ray.
Thank you. And Richie?
Polar.
Good. And there we have it. What do you think? Do we need clapping? Still, in 2017, do we need clapping in post-Brexit Britain when we've got lost property and traffic calming? Let us know. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. That's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk, was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M58 is still heavy eastbound after early problems near Bickerstaff, and the M61 is struggling south towards an accident at Junction 8 for Chorley. Severe delays for the M62 if you're eastbound towards Junction 21 for Milne Road. Two lanes are out after a multi-vehicle accident. Earlier problems on the M6 in Cheshire as FQs towards 19 for Knutsford. There's still a couple of lanes closed on Bristol southbound in 5 because of an accident near 19 for Portishead, and south of the M4 at Junction 18. Both sides of the A46 are blocked by an accident. But better news for Surrey southbound M3. The queues around Junction 3 for Lightwater have gone. I'm Joanna Adams.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your 3-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Oh, yes, I am John Holmes. It's now coming up to a time. The news today, very complicated. Graham Taylor, the former England manager, has died, aged 72 of a suspected heart attack. We've been bringing you the updates on that in the news. If you want more on it, of course, you can go over to our sister station, TalkSport. Hawksby and Jacobs, paying tribute to him over there with people who've worked with him and have known him. If that's your thing, over on TalkSport, that's happening right now. Over here, Donald Trump gate, water sports gate, rumbles on, of course. Now we know that the MI6 officer in charge of the dossier has had to go into hiding.
But that is his job, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's a spy. You hide. So
he's just gone to work.
The MI6 officer in charge of the dossier has gone to work. If you have any news about the weather where you are, because obviously the papers are getting overexcited that they might have something else to write about tomorrow as Snowmageddon rushes in, or indeed another word to describe the snow where you are. Thank you for them as they're coming in. Scotland at the moment apparently suffering a snowjaculation. We've heard you had some there, Cornelius, as well, didn't you, that were coming in from...
Yes, I did. Apparently somewhere has voted sleets it, and since then they've been experiencing awful cases of everyday snowism.
Yeah.
Snow eruptions going out of snow canos, and apparently the Isnola virus is spreading.
Right, there's a snow furno as well sweeping its way across the... And also a lot of people reporting sightings of the evil Severus Snope.
Really?
Yes.
It's awful.
Yeah. Anyway, so 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
He wasn't evil at the end, though, was he?
It doesn't matter, don't know. It's for children, never read it. Right, so the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
That was what I was leading to. Right, so I remember now. Neither can I, Cornelius, and neither can anyone else. And that's why we like to help by bringing you the news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Weather warnings are issued, but Michael Fish says it will all be fine.
The weather! In haikus. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do a diversity paper review. Paper reviews, oh, they're to a penny, aren't they? You can't turn on the news programme on the television, on the BBC, on the Sky, on the ITV, whatever it might be, without seeing some people on a sofa going through the papers. Usually it's Julia Hartley Brewer. And on the radio as well, people review the papers, don't they? Of course they do. They all do it. They go through the papers just the same everywhere. But not here, my friend. What we do here is bring you the diversity paper review, which kills two birds with one stone. One, it reviews the papers. Two, it makes us the most diverse programme in British broadcasting, and we are proud of that. A different diversity reviewing the papers each day. We welcome today a brand new reviewer of papers. Hello, Esmond.
Yes, hello.
How
Thank
are
you? For
you?
Me. I'm
oh,
great.
Yeah,
it's a bit rainy outside, but I won't let that dampen my spirits.
Well, dampen everything else because it's raining.
Yeah.
Now, tell us of your diversity, please.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm black. Yeah.
I hadn't spotted.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. It's hard to tell on
it's
the radio.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, on the radio.
Said
it's quite
it
hard
now.
To tell.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. What paper are you starting with, Esmond?
Well, I'm gonna start with Sky. Actually, I'm not gonna start with paper because I don't want to start with the heavy stuff. I've got a couple of stories from the Independent and stuff, but I want to start with Sky. The Where's Wally fugitive? Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
You have. Beautiful. For those who don't know, on the radio, there's this guy in Yorkshire going by the name of the hide and seek champion. I mean, what hide and seek champions do you know? I mean, I know Assange. No, a couple of others.
Osama was quite good.
Yeah, Osama was quite good as well.
He was very good. Saddam Hussein was good at it for a while.
Yeah.
Until they dragged him out of that hole.
Yeah, that was a bit dark. But anyway, the Where's Wally fugitive?
That racehorse.
The racehorse?
Sure, go.
Oh.
Lord Lucan. Carry on.
JJ McMenamin was a fugitive. On the run, he failed to attend court for some reason. I think it was a driving charge. And he calls himself the self-proclaimed hide-and-seek champion because whilst on the run and whilst the police were scrambling about, they had sniffer dogs, helicopters all around. He was posting photos and statuses on his Facebook page, self-imposing his image. Onto Where's Wally photos and saying, you know, I'm right here, guys. Come on, you can't find me. And eventually, he turned himself in because he clearly got so bored of winning so hard at hide and seek.
But that's the thing. If you leave someone, and I've evidence of this with my own children, right? Mm. So they are 4 and 6. Now you can, you know, as a parent, you have to sort of put effort in and play with the kids, right? That's what you have to do. Sometimes like, you're a bit tired. And it's a bit direct. So I don't mind playing Hungry Hippos or painting a pottery pig or building some Lego or whatever it might be. But sometimes you just think, oh, I just need a little break here for 10 minutes. Okay. So what you do is you instigate a game of hide and seek, Esmond.
And that's exactly what this guy did.
And you just say, you go and hide. And then you don't seek. You just sit down. but there's a limit. And this is what this guy's. He just got bored.
He got bored. He even started Facebook live streaming the whole thing whilst he was walking to the police station. That's how good he was at this game.
Yeah. So my daughters, you know, I mean, I think I've probably had about 15 minutes out of it once where they've gone hidden under a bed or something and then just come down and go, you didn't find us. And I just go, oh, I've been looking everywhere.
Oh, how unfortunate. I've just been napping. I mean, looking for you.
Reading the paper. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. The police just bored him out of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, they clearly, I mean, it was a bit of a shambles, really. The statement they came out with, after tireless efforts, we've, finally had the guy hand himself in, as opposed to we found him using all our, you know, resources, sniffer dogs and helicopters.
Maybe they should, in the future, use this approach on all fugitive criminals. Because if the police just ignore them, eventually they'll get bored and turn themselves in. Maybe that's what will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've no evidence of that, but I'm just thinking it could be a thing, couldn't it?
All right.
Okay, very quickly, where are we going next?
Where we're going next, we're going to go into the world of football. You guys heard of Samir Nasri?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't, because I don't know anything about football. But, okay, enlighten me.
I will enlighten you. He got into a little pickle, as a Daily Mail reported. His Twitter account got hacked. I say quote-unquote hacked.
Yes.
And it revealed that he got into some shenanigans with a drip doctor. So basically, he had went to this doctor to get this like IV treatment, this specialist kind of vitamin injecting treatment. And he posted a picture with the doctor afterwards. And after he had done that, his Twitter exploded. And on his account, it's I'll read out one of the tweets. Please tell the world, as well as the other concierge treatment, that your girl gave straight after. Sorry, no.
No.
No, well, no. No, she gave him a little extra something after the IV drip.
Oh.
So it's suggesting that Samir Nasri has gotten into a little, infidelity whilst he was getting his
treatment. So it's like a happy ending?
Yeah, pretty much. And in my honest opinion, I think his girlfriend, you know, found out that he was doing this, hacked his Twitter account, and posted his infidelity for everyone to see.
Oh, I see.
And to compound that, he's going to be now reviewed, and there's a report that he could face anti-doping charges too.
Well, that's when you first said this, because I didn't know this story.
Mm.
Well, who does he play? Who does he play for?
He plays for Man City, but he's unknown at Sevilla in Spain.
Oh, I see. Right. So I didn't know when something extra you said. I thought that meant a doping thing. I thought you were saying she'd put something.
No.
You know, the Russians had been involved and deliberately doped him with something.
MI6 agent.
Performance enhancing, but no, it wasn't that. It was more of one of those ones. Okay. I was going to say hold that thought, but that would be wrong now. So we'll be back with more from Esmond from the papers very shortly indeed. We must take a break, though, because it's 3:30 in the afternoon, and that means Victoria's here with the news headlines.
Talk Radio. Tributes are being paid to former England manager Graham Taylor, who's died of a suspected heart attack, age 72. Sir Elton John, who appointed him while chairman at Watford, says he was like a brother to him. Laurie McMenemy was his assistant at England. He's told our sister station TalkSport he'll be missed.
He was a good, solid football man, but also, most important, a good family man and a nice man in general, and he would help people. And it's a very, very sad day.
23 potential criminal suspects have been identified as part of investigations into the Hillsborough disaster. The files have been handed to prosecutors. Last year, an inquest found 96 Liverpool fans were unlawfully killed at an FA Cup semi-final in 1989. Donald Trump says a US intelligence chief has denounced a dossier which claims Russia has gathered compromising information about him. He says James Clapper has described its contents as false and fictitious. Rolf Harris's indecent assault trial has been played. The call an alleged victim made to an NSPCC helpline. The former entertainer denies allegations by her and six other women. Firefighters are evacuating a village in Essex because of a risk of flooding. Warnings of snowy conditions are in place for much of the country. Dozens of flights have been cancelled as a result. The weather: widespread frost and ice tonight with further snow showers. The temperature will get down to freezing. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of sunny spells and frequent snow showers, mostly around exposed coasts and hills, as well as the southeast at first. Windy with severe gales in the east. Highs of just 5. There's more in half an hour.
Any updates for you, Victoria? We've got some updates for you, beg your pardon.
Good, good.
David's been back on again, says the hail has moved out of the kitchen, gone outside. He was suffering hail, as you know, in his house. This is because we want to know whether it's what it's doing where you are, but without really knowing where you are, to build up a picture of Britain. We've got one here. This is from Gavin. He says there's literally snow poo slamming on the pavement.
There's what, sorry?
Snow poo slamming.
Why are you saying snow poo?
Because it's we're joining in with the media's obsession with putting another word on the word
right,
snow to make it sound
snow.
But why
more
poo?
Exciting.
It's like when you say it's peeing it down with rain, with snow.
It's pooing it down.
Because it's denser.
If you like.
Hmm.
Scotland have a snowjaculation.
Wow.
Snowferno sweeping its way down through from the north as well.
I like that one, Snowferno.
Severus Snope has been seen.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Snowden, yeah. Apparently he's sweeping through East Anglia at the moment. So do let us know what snow disaster has befallen. Snowy leaks.
Brilliant.
Deep water snow rising.
Dean's just sent this in. Apparently it's lettuce snow there. Lettuce snow, lettuce snow, lettuce snow. Thank you, Dean Martin, for that one.
Thank you very much, Dean. Do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that was Victoria there with the news.
Yep.
In the next half hour of the programme, there will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Before that, though, we'll be back in momentarily with Esmond doing today's papers. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are midway through today's diversity paper review. Esmond. I'm going to go informal. I'm going to go Ez.
Ez, I like that.
Ez.
Yeah, I like that.
Ez is with us doing the diversity paper review. Remind us of your diversity.
I am a black.
We've already been through the story of the Where's Wally hide and seek criminal. We've done that. We've covered that. We've drilled down into that. Where are we going next?
Where we're going? We're going into the world of politics, I think.
Right,
I think I want to go there. I just want to talk about the dire kind of state of our opposition.
Yes.
The Labour Party.
Well, it's gone a bit wrong in some ways, because Corbyn was supposed to sort of relaunch this week, the Labour Party with new, sort of new policy. Yeah, new Labour. This is what we're going to...
The Corbyn Labour brand.
Exactly. But it's been a bit overshadowed by Donald Trump and his prostitutes, hasn't it?
Yes, he has.
In the media. So what's wrong? What's happening with Labour?
I mean, like, obviously I think you guys know full well that he's done a U-turn on his whole wage cap thing. For you guys who don't know, Corbyn proposed this idea of having a maximum earnings cap to prevent inequality, fund public services, etc., etc. But in recent times, he's gone back on that, and he's got a bit of egg on his face now.
So what's he said? What's the latest then? What's he said?
Well, the latest is that he's not really... He's kind of avoiding the question in terms of...
How it would work.
Yeah, how it would work. Because in one of the interviews that I listened to, it's funny, he keeps on getting cut off here, but he's saying here, I would like there to be some kind of earnings, high earnings. Quite honestly, I can't put a figure on it. So basically, during the whole kind of segment there, the interviewer is going, but how much would it be? How much would it be? How much would it be? And he's kind of ducking and
because he just sort of said it. I mean, it's a very socialist way of doing things, of course, which is what you'd expect from him. But of course, it's almost an impossible task, because do you have to bracket it in certain industries? If it's a blanket thing, it involves, as they mentioned, but footballers,
exactly,
who are just going to go and play abroad all the time.
Exactly. I mean,
film stars, like, all that kind of thing. You know, I mean, you sort of go to Jennifer Lawrence. You know, that few million you get.
Yeah,
it's like minimum wage now. You know, I mean, what? It's a friend of mine has a theory. See where you stumble this, and he posited this once in the pub, right? And he said, "Okay, so forget money, right? In the terms of us being paid, what we get is just anything we like.
So a barter system.
Not even that. Literally, anyone gets anything they want. So we don't go, oh, right, a car. Right, a car is, you know, £20,000." Okay, but so it's not that you've got to save up for it. You want a car that's £20,000, you just get a car that's worth £20,000. But it doesn't become worth £20,000 because you're just getting it. And if everyone just gets everything they want, do we then take away all of these problems with inequal society?
Yeah,
because everyone's got a house, a car, whatever it is you want, you get.
I mean, in theory, everyone would like that to happen, but this isn't utopia. This is, you know,
exactly,
the planet.
So my friend is as stupid as Jeremy Corbyn, is what we're saying.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that as well. Should we move on to the next story?
Yeah, please do.
This guy in India. Anyone heard of a YouTube prankster called Crazy Summit?
No,
neither did I until I came across this story. He's basically a prankster. He's the type of guy who will prank his mum just for views, because that's how you make money on YouTube nowadays. Yeah. You know, views correlates to advertising money and so on.
Yeah.
And this guy called Crazy Summit, timing was a bit awful. He posted this video of him going around New Delhi kissing people. Unexpecting people and running away. So I call it a kiss and run. A kiss and run.
Yeah.
But he's got into a bit of trouble now because he's being investigated, and I think he needs to get a couple of tips from the Where's Wally fugitive to help him in this, predicament. So he's obviously taking down the video.
So the pranking YouTube thing is a thing, isn't it?
It's a thing, yeah.
But a lot of it tends to sort of stray into areas that might be a bit dubious law-wise.
Yeah.
But going running up and kissing people, is that assault in this day and age?
Especially after the New Delhi celebrations. I don't know if you heard about this, but after the New Year celebrations in New Delhi, there was a lot of reports of groping.
That's right, exactly.
So it's
part of that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming he did this to kind of, you know, jump on the kind of the wave of the whole, oh, this is happening, so I'm going to make a video about it and maybe get a couple of views, despite how controversial it is. He's got himself into a bit of a pickle there, and I don't know where he's going to... I don't know how he's going to live his life now, because his face is plastered everywhere.
Yeah, although I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I don't know who he is. So he could come up and kiss me, and I wouldn't know who he was.
I don't think you'd want that.
No, not saying I would.
I don't think you'd want that.
If he did, I wouldn't know what was going on, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're out of time. Oh. Ez.
And I'm out of news stories.
That's
so
a good.
Perfect.
Wow, it all comes together.
That's
never happened before.
Yeah. This is.
Going on.
This is seeming a bit too professional.
Oh, that won't last. Right. Ez, thank you so much for coming
no
in.
No problem. Thanks for
that's Ez doing it for the first time with us. His diversity paper review. And you'll come back, won't you?
Oh, definitely.
There
come
you
back,
go.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, in the next bit of the programme, there will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Now, if you haven't heard that before, what it is, it's a radio broadcaster tested as to their knowledge of our very own full-set talk radio breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. It's radio's least favourite quiz. It's Paul Rossmaster. They're looking to get some points and get to the top of the leaderboard along with everybody else who's ever played Paul Rossmaster. We'll do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns, and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families on a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and join them. Continues this week.
The big DFS winter sale is now on. And as always, every sofa is handmade to order. So you can choose the exact style, fabric and colour that's right for your home. Like one of our upholsterers, Michael, says,
it's really important you get that sofa spot on.
And because every sofa comes with a 15-year guarantee, you know yours will be spot on for years to come. There's a sofa for everyone in the big DFS winter sale.
Don't be late for work spending too long scraping ice off your car. At Asda, pick up your 1 litre bottle of Bluecol antifreeze for £4. Or stock up on a 2.5 litre bottle for only £5, available for a limited time only. Giving exceptional all-year-round protection and performance in all driving conditions, whilst at the same time protecting your car's cooling system against rust and corrosion. Head in store to the seasonal aisle now and get yours today. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
You'll find delays for Lancashire's southbound M61 after early problems near Junction 8 for Chorley. Still severe delays for Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 with two lanes out near 21 for Milnrow following an accident. The Cat and Fiddle Road between Macclesfield and Buxton remains closed because of ice and snow. Near the M4 at Junction 18 to Martin, the A46 just south of the motorway is closed both ways because of an accident involving a lorry, and Bristol southbound M5 struggling because of an accident blocking two lanes around Junction 19 for Portishead. I'm Jarena Adams.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Sam Delaney, and on Live at Drive today, I'll be joined by top US political commentator Charlie Wolfe, by top Labour MP Barry Gardner, and by top comedy writer Ollie Guilford. And I'll be your top host, Sam Delaney. 4 till 7, join me.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Have we got a haiku left? How many haikus have we done?
I'm just trying to think. I think.
Chloe. Come on the radio a minute. Hi, Chloe. Hi. Just keeping it quiet so the listeners don't hear this. How many haikus have we done? How many? Just hold your... got one left, have we? Okay. We've got one left.
Okay.
Right. Okay, here we go. Ready? And we'll go back to live. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. You know the news, Cornelius?
Yes.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, a lot of people can't, but that's okay, isn't it? Because we're here to help. The news is very, very complicated at the moment. But it's all right, because we analyse it. Now, if you have seen or indeed heard the speech of Tony Hall in the last couple of days, he's the Director General of the BBC, he said the future of the BBC lies within the iPlayer and making it more accessible, making the content better. And he said what the BBC should be doing is drilling down into the news and analysing the news in a more in-depth way on a slow news day. He said that in his speech. What a massive idiot. Because if he'd come over here and been listening to this, he would... Perhaps that's where he's got the idea from. Because he knows that the way to drill down into the news, obviously we all know this, is...
It's so obvious.
Through the medium of Japanese poetry. So I expect the BBC will soon be launching BBC Japanese Poetry. And then we'll sue them. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Because we invented haikus, didn't we?
Yep. The news... In haikus.
Trump says US is like Nazi Germany. Well, they did vote him in.
In haikus, right then, it's coming up to a time, and the time it's coming up to is the time that we play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's the quiz that tests the knowledge of broadcasters the length and breadth of the country on their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Contestants are trying to get some points to get to the top of the leaderboard along with everybody else who's ever played. Today we welcome the Drive presenter of 96.4 FM The Wave. It's Sharni. Hello, Sharni.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Very good. You?
I'm good.
Did I say the production of The Wave accurately
right.
there?
96.4 FM.
The Wave.
Is it snowing with you yet? That's a question.
Well, we're talking about this. You see, the answer to that is no. We've been having messages in the afternoon from people that are deliberately not telling us where they are, but telling us whether it's snowing or not. And I can report, they're not. There's no snow. I
think we've had no snow.
Report. No snow.
Snow.
We've apparently somebody said they saw a flake in Tesco. I said, get off my phone.
That's in the confectionery aisle.
Yeah.
Sharni, where is 96.4 The Wave for those that may not know?
It's in Wales, we're in Swansea!
Hey!
City!
Come on.
Anyway, sorry. I'm also a football fan.
Well, I was getting that. Yes. Now, you do drive. What time do you start then?
2 o'clock, right the way through till 7.
2 o'clock isn't drive, Sharni.
Okay.
Is it? That's like...
till 7 is...
afternoon. Yeah, but 2 o'clock...
5 till 7, I'd argue. Yeah. Or 4 till 7.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's fine.
Afternoon all and right, drive.
What you do? Well, hang on, how are you doing this then? Are we live on air on BBC? On the what?
On the
what?
On the wave?
On the wave?
No.
This would be confusing.
Hello, Swansea.
Wow, that would freak a lot of people out, wouldn't it?
What that would.
Anyway, look. This. I don't know what your knowledge of Paul Ross is like.
It's not bad.
All right. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Because this is radio's least favourite quiz, Sharni. You are looking to get some points.
Good.
To get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played. And there are three questions, mostly A, B, and C answers. All you got to do is give us an answer. That's it.
That sounds doable.
That's how the quiz works.
Yeah.
All right. Ears down, Sharni Martin. Drive presenter of 96.4 FM The Wave. As we play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Here we go. Question number one, Sharni. Golden Globe winning and BAFTA nominated film movie news now, and a Golden Globe winning and BAFTA nominated film movie that's drawn much attention this week, as I'm sure you know, thanks to the performance of its leading man, Casey Affleck, is the Golden Globe winning and BAFTA nominated film movie, Paul Ross by the Sea. It tells the story of the talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, a brooding loner who returns to his old haunt, which is a notorious dogging spot forming part of a busy yet secluded traffic roundabout near Maidenhead, where he has to face up to unspeakable tragedies in his early life, such as appearing on celebrity diving show Splash and agreeing to host Carlton Food Network's celebrity quiz It's Anybody's Guess, which was broadcast exclusively to Carlton Food fans in the Carlton London region. But Paul Ross by the Sea isn't the only radio-based heart-rending film that there is. Name the other one, Sharni. Is it A, A Passage to Paul Gambaccini? Is it B, The Julia Hartley Brewer is a Lonely Hunter? Or is it C, Vulnerable Baby Deer and Bald Sports Banter in the Afternoons on TalkSport with Bambi and Jacobs?
It's got to be C. It's got to be C.
That's exactly the right answer. Very good. Very straight in there. Very good. Very strong. Here's question number two. Iconic London landmark news. And of course, it's this new year that the iconic London landmark and talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross is to fall silent for the first time since 2007 for a renovation project. The work, which will involve repairs to the occasional contributor to ITV's Alan Titchmarsh shows, Hans Mechanism and Paul Ross's Pendulum. And it's taking place to bring him into line with current health and safety standards. Known as Big Paul, his bell is of course the 14 and a half ton bell, which sits at the top of Paul Ross's tower and has a clock at the end. But Big Paul isn't the only radio-based landmark that's the correct answer to this question. Sharni, name the other one. Is it A, the Paris landmark, the Jeremy Vinefall Tower? Is it B, the Radio 1 Extra and Asian Network landmark, the Taj Mahal? Or is it C, the Statue of Libby Purvis? The presenter of Radio 4's midweek programme stands guarding the entrance to New York's harbour, and up to 2,000 tourists a day go up her for the view.
I think I'm going to say A.
The Jeremy Vinefall Tower?
Yep.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
Very good. OK, final question is a music question. Have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Don't Speak by the one, maybe two hit wonder, I haven't checked and I can't remember, mid-90s poppity rockety band, No Doubt. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists revealed how slow motion footage, X-ray images and computer simulations have shed light on how radio presenters, such as the talk radio full set breakfast host Paul Ross, avoid injuries to their brains as they peck. Researchers examining the anatomy of broadcasters' skulls say that unequal beak lengths and a unique spongy plate-like bone structure protects presenters' brains as they peck. Here's your question. Name five famous pecks. Five famous pecks.
I can't think of one!
Oh, five famous pecks.
Gregory!
Yes, good!
Five
famous pecks. Oh, we're going to have to put a timer on you, Sean.
Oh, no, no, not a... Oh, no, an affleck. That's not a peck,
it's
is it?
It's not a peck, it's a flex.
Oh,
it's a shame. I know it's difficult when you're doing it free. Playing along at home, it's easy, isn't it? When you're doing it on
I
the
know,
air,
right.
It's difficult, isn't it? Well, let me tell you how it's written on the card. The actor Gregory, you got that. Five famous pecks.
Yeah.
The song A Bushel Ander from the popular musical Guys and Dolls. The Area of London. Peter Piper picked her of Pickled Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
And the song The Leader of the Peck. Let's...
Hang on a minute.
I couldn't think of another one either. So let's go to the scores, which... Cornelius, have you been working out the scores?
Yeah. I'll just have to...
You've done it quite quickly today,
I thought you had. I can confirm that Sharni...
Sharni, the drive presenter of 96.4 FM The Wave...
Has scored.
Yes.
Well, it's only bloody some points, isn't it?
She's got some points! She's got some points! Come on! Shorty!
Shorty!
96.4 Shorty! Swansea! Congratulations,
Shorty. Can I just say, happy Kiss a Ginger Day. To all of you gingers out there.
No. Right, that was Shani. She's off of, out of 96.4 FM The Wave in Swansea in Wales.
Good.
Yeah. Look, it's Sam Delaney.
Hi.
Hi there, Sam. How are you today?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good,
yeah.
good.
We're talking about Donald Trump, obviously.
Yeah. He's cropping up, doesn't it?
I think he's on his way out. I think they're going to impeach him.
Yeah.
I think clearly this story is leading to one place. It's a, you know, it's evidence piecing together that here is a man, like in the Manchurian candidate, who has been cultivated as an asset by the America's traditional rivals, Russia. I prefer a world where America's main rivals are Russia. It makes more
makes
sense
more sense to
me.
To us all, doesn't it? Yeah.
I think that Apollo Creed will be turning in his grave after all he did in bringing the Cold War to an end, and now this.
Yeah.
And I think I genuinely think that Donald Trump will not see out his first year as president. I think that half his own party are against him. Obviously, the Democrats are against him. The media are against him. His own intelligence services are against him. They're usually people who protect him from everyone else.
And look what happened with Watergate.
Well, yeah.
That was Deep Throat, was the assistant director of the FBI, for
listen,
goodness sake.
Watergate, really, if there's any more evidence that Donald Trump was being financed or assisted in any way by Russia, it'll make Watergate seem not that bad. I mean, Watergate, what was he? He was swearing a lot, and yeah, he recorded a few
robberies that he said
was
okay.
Not that bad.
Yeah,
this guy, he's the puppet of the communists. And yeah, I still do call them communists because it makes more sense to me that way. He is a communist puppet, and it will not stand, and he's on his way out.
There, you've heard it right here from Sam Delaney.
So we've also got in the studio Charlie Wolfe, who is top US political pundit, who'll be my co-host for the special president inauguration show next week.
If that
inauguration still goes ahead, it might not.
We were looking into this earlier, and whether or not, because no one will perform, as we know. Everyone keeps turning it down. Yeah. He could just hire those prostitutes again to do their act.
That would be sensational.
Just in front of...
Best inauguration ever, and if anything, might turn public opinion round.
There you go.
So that would be a good idea. And Barry Gardner, the Labour frontbench MP, will be here to explain himself.
Could you ask him his favourite animal, please? We are building up a portfolio now.
Did you hear yesterday?
We're going to run it tomorrow. David Davis.
Yeah, David Davis. It was a good answer.
We are yet to run
it. I will do the animal again for you, yeah.
Thank you very much. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow 1 to 4. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.